Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Vice President Vance meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israeli President Herzog. They'll discuss what's next for the Gaza Peace Accords. Vance says this mission of his to Israel was no spur-of-the-moment thing.
My visit had nothing to do with events of the past 48 hours. We had actually tried to plan this visit, frankly, months ago, and now we thought this would be a good time to do it.
President Trump, hoping to end Russia's war in Ukraine, now says it's pointless for him to meet with Vladimir Putin. The BBC's Tom Bateman.
Notably, the Russians sent a diplomatic note to the Americans at the weekend, basically sticking to all their long-term positions on the war, saying that they demanded the whole of the Donbass in the east and even more territory than they currently occupy. This is, in effect, a rejection of Mr. Trump's position. He said he wants a ceasefire, a freezing of the current battle lines in Ukraine. Now, an administration official telling me that there are now no plans for a summit in the immediate future, and Mr. Trump can confirming that news.
New York City Republican mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa insists he is not going anywhere.
I am not dropping out under no circumstance. I've already been offered money to drop out. I said no. Distant from that, with threats against Nancy and myself, I now have to have armed security with me, former NYPD officers. Never had that in my life.
Sliwa says it's up to the people, not billionaires, to decide who will occupy Gracie Mansion next. Experts fear France's royal jewels could be gone forever after Sunday's daring heist at the Louvre. Thieves made off with 8 priceless pieces, including crowns and necklaces, in just 4 minutes. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 10 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's weather on the threes.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got some lingering dampness moving out. Sunshine and windy conditions taking over. Highs in the cool mid-60s today with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour at times. Turning mostly clear and even colder tonight as lows fall back into the low 40s. Sunny and windy again on Thursday and cool too with highs in the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 55 in Boley's Quarters and 48 in Randallstown at 6:03. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore police are investigating a Tuesday night shooting in the city's Central District. Officers on patrol heard gunfire coming from the 300 block of Lexington Street. And when they arrived at the scene, they found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The 61-year-old victim was taken to the hospital. He's listed in stable condition. There's no word on a suspect or what led to the shooting. And the Baltimore County Fire Department has retracted its initial statement on the cause of Monday's Carroll Road bridge collapse. The fire department says its original post incorrectly stated that a septic truck caused the collapse of the 146-year-old bridge, but further inspection found a large tree had fallen across the bridge. The owner of the company that owns the septic truck says it was carrying 10,000 pounds less than the bridge weight limit of 48,000 pounds. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 398, the pick 4, 9625. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens begin practice today for unquestionably the biggest game of their 2025 season. It's a must-win game if this team is to have any real shot at playing meaningful football in December. Defensive back Marlon Humphrey laid it on the line.
It's something I told the defense. I've never really been a loser in my entire life. I'm not really cool with being a loser. I'm not really comfortable with being a loser. So I just want to win one game. And if that's not everybody's mindset, there needs to be a sit-down to figure out how we can get that on your mindset.
NBA got underway last night with their new media partner in tow, and opening night in Oklahoma was a doozy.
Adams looking. They get it to Jabari Smith. His toss for the win. And the Thunder with an opening night victory.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 35 points as the Thunder take care of the Rockets. 125-124 in double overtime, spoiling the Rockets' debut of Suitland, Maryland native Kevin Durant. Major League Baseball, the Angels have their guy, hiring former MLB catcher Kurt Suzuki as their new manager. Coming up in 30 minutes, in command and in control. That's what the Caps were last night in D.C. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, October the 22nd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, a Maryland lawmaker says it's time to roll back the emissions fees. What about the whole darn program, huh? Who should drop out of the New York City mayoral race? A lot of pressure being drawn on Curtis Sliwa. He has responded to that. But we're going to lead today with Governor Tax Moore, who continues to gaslight Marylanders and Americans on the Schumer shutdown. This is day 22 of the Democrat-inspired and caused shutdown that they are blaming the Republicans on. There is one thing Republicans can do. We'll explain what that is coming up here in just a second. But Governor Moore yesterday took to social media to go after Trump and the Republicans.
Hey, Maryland, we're now 3 weeks into the president's federal shutdown. If you have a moment, let me break down just what it means for Marylanders. First, hundreds of thousands of federal workers and contractors who live in Maryland are missing out on their full paychecks. That means people are falling deeper into debt, they're missing bills, and struggling to provide for their families. Second, Trump's directed agencies to fire federal workers again. Maryland's lost over 15,000 federal jobs since the start of this year. That's the largest decrease in the entire country. And third, Funding for critical benefits like food assistance has been stalled for hundreds of thousands of Marylanders. Now, our people rely on programs like WIC and SNAP to help to feed their families. And for over 2 weeks, the president has been virtually silent on how he intends on helping them. While we're doing everything in our power for as long as we can to make up for the fact that the federal government has abandoned its responsibilities, no state can fully fill the gap here.
All right, so a number of issues there. First of all, it's not the president's shutdown. When Congress fails to do its job, it is Congress's fault. Now, you can say it's the Republicans' fault, or you can say it's the Democrats' fault, but it's not the president's fault. He doesn't run the legislative branch of government, and that's, of course, he's not a constitutional scholar, so he probably doesn't realize that.
Rain on ignorance.
Yeah, exactly. Then on this idea that, that we're firing federal workers, hey, we have a... The size of the United States government is, it's a leviathan. It is a beast. It needed to be reduced. It needed to be downsized. We're $37 trillion in debt nationally, and one of the ways you can help bring down that debt, besides the incredible tariff revenue, is to reduce the size of these agencies and some of these federal workers, which, again, we saw how badly some of them, not saying all, there are some very good federal workers, very good federal employees, but there are a lot of them that are just bone anchors. They are dead weight on the American economy and our debt system. Now, on the WIC and the SNAP and on paying people, the president is prioritizing. He's using the tariff revenues to pay our military, so they're getting paychecks, and other individuals in the federal government. For WIC and SNAP, which he mentioned, that's the Women, Infant, Children program and the food stamps, if you will, they are being funded also so that there's nobody that's going hungry in Maryland or elsewhere based on WIC and SNAP, and that is the truth. Those are the facts, but Governor Taxmore likes to gaslight us or try to pull the wool over our eyes, at the same time blaming President Trump.
Critical programs are being broken. Costs are being driven up. America's economy is going into a ditch. And let's call it what it is. This isn't gridlock. It's not confusion. It's cruelty. The president is prolonging this shutdown to inflict maximum pain on working families, on seniors, on small businesses, because he believes that suffering will give him leverage. He's holding the country hostage to push an agenda written by and for billionaires. So I'm saying it again, directly. Mr. President, you have the power. You could end this shutdown today. The question is, do you care enough about the American people to do it?
President can't once again hold the country hostage. That is up to Leader Thune and Speaker Johnson and the Democrats. And all they've asked them to do is to vote on a clean CR. They've done it 11 times. Democrats like Van Hollen and also Brooks have refused to do it. But he says the economy's in a ditch. Last GDP number was 3.8%. And our inflation is holding steady at 2.9. The only country in the world that has a better inflation number at 2.7 is Japan. We're right now number two is holding inflation in check. So the economy is good. We have some jobs issues. Once again, we have to reshore, get these manufacturing plants open. But a lot of those jobs went bye-bye when the illegal aliens, 2.2 million illegal aliens that were taking American law-abiding citizens' jobs away from us, they are now going home. It'll be a matter of time now before we can get those jobs back in store again. So once again, Governor Westmore, by the way, is heading to another political festival in Texas next month. Is gaslighting Marylanders and Americans. We'll hear from President Trump coming up in just a second. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker's having some technical difficulties this morning. Right now, all we can see is that everything is flowing pretty smoothly on all the major interstates. We do have some road closures to report in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, 70 South between Calvert Street and College Avenue. Southbound lanes there are closed. Baltimore County, Maryland, 695 South at Dunhill Road. Both the southbound lanes are closed there. In the county, Baltimore County, Maryland, 157 north and south of I-695. You got the right lanes in the south, southbound closed. Northbound lanes, two right lanes are closed as well. And finally, I-95 north past exit 67 right there, White Marsh Boulevard. Two of the northbound lanes closed on the left-hand side there. All right, that's a look at traffic and weather on the threes. And we have our Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Rain in the area, then
this morning and then moving out a little bit later on this afternoon. Today it'll be sunny, dry, windy with temperatures about 65 or so overnight, clear, lows in the 40s. And right now we're looking at, it's clear in 49 in Ellicott City, 54 in Annapolis. In time for some one-liner news, the U.S. Treasury Department has forbidden its employees from taking photos from the windows of their offices that show the demolition of the east wing of the White House. They're adding or renovating, putting in the new grand ballroom in there. They said failure to comply will result in termination. Also, you won't be invited to the first ball. Okay, so that's a punishment in and of itself. Singer Kenny Loggins demanding that President Trump remove the song Danger Zone. Have you seen the video of Trump as the fighter pilot?
And he's, I haven't seen that.
And he's dumping manure on the No Kings protesters.
I love it.
To the tune of Danger Zone, which was in
I gotta see it now.
Top Gun. And it's not just the song. Apparently, the Trump dumping manure on the protesters. It may be a reference to House at Pooh Corner as, as well.
Right.
The Amazon web server crash caused some internet-connected smart beds to overheat and get stuck in the upright position. Oh, so that's what happened to Chuck this morning.
He's still in the bed.
He's still in the fold-up bed. In the not-so-smart bed. One has to wonder if you're hooking your bed up to the internet, maybe you're not that smart. Elsewhere, we just heard that the newly organized Women's Professional Baseball League has chosen New York, Boston, and Los Angeles for the inaugural season in 2026. We're still trying to confirm this, but apparently the New York team is going to be called the Karens. Imagine that bus ride between New York and Los Angeles.
I'd be out the window.
New study has determined that men subconsciously advertise their fighting style based on how they walk. I think there's no better.
To watch everybody here now.
There's no better example of that than Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Exactly.
You know, Biden had the shuffle. Trump has the very strong gait.
Right, I'm gonna whoop you.
I'm gonna play a little musical selection here, Maggie, and see if you can guess who the singer is. And we'll give you a hint if you can't get us it outright.
The snow falls on my window. I wish that I could let grow. It's a silent night. It's another year.
All right, any idea who that is?
Not a clue.
Okay,
I'll give you
a series
Please,
of clues here.
A hint from the yard, yeah.
A famous actress. That is a famous actress, not known for her singing.
Clearly not. Sorry.
And it is a famous actress that just recently passed away.
Oh, now I feel terrible. No offense. Rest in peace, but yeah, singing, obviously, keep, you know.
Famous actress, recently passed away. She was in a Woody Allen movie. She was also in The Godfather.
Oh, absolutely. It's like this sin, this family of yours. That was Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton. And apparently she's now on the Billboard chart. Her 2024 holiday song, First Christmas, you just heard a little excerpt, landed at number 22 on the digital song sales chart. So, again, that song was written by Carol Bayer Sager and another author there. But I never knew that Diane... I mean, have you ever heard, you've heard the albums of William Shatner singing, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And
Leonard Nimoy, too.
And Leonard Nimoy, yeah. There's a reason why they went into other ventures.
They went to another... Yeah.
But that is Diane Keaton. And I think she's got a good voice.
She
probably needs some,
vocal
coaching.
Almost like a little
coaching.
Girl voice. Yeah, a little vocal coaching, and it would be. I thought it was almost it was childlike, but very pretty, though. Kind of cute, but just not ready for the big time.
You're trying to backpedal now. All right, 6:18, 18 minutes after the hour. Chuck Whitaker's having some traffic difficulties, technical difficulties with traffic here this morning, so we'll see if we can get him up and running as soon as possible. Here are numbers here if you'd like to join us now. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Just played you a couple of clips, audio cuts of Governor Tax Moore gaslighting Marylanders about who's responsible for the shutdown and blaming President Trump. And again, the executive branch has no say in what the Congress does. I mean, they can suggest, they can recommend, they can ask, but it's really up to Congress. And the House did its job. Speaker Johnson and the House passed the clean continuing resolution. You know, the weird part about this is the third week of the shutdown here on October 22nd. We're facing the same thing again in a month. November 21st. That's unless they change the date on this continuing resolution. We're going to go through this all again right before the Thanksgiving
holiday kicks off. Yep.
So, I've heard predictions. Kevin Hassett said and others, they believe this will end this week. They had to wait to get through the No Kings nonsense before.
They had to have their tantrum.
Yeah, their old temper tantrum is right. But it's the Democrats in the Senate. And once again, basic civics class in the Senate, they still have the filibuster. That's 60 votes to invoke cloture. There are only 53 Republicans. Take away Rand Paul, who votes no on everything, according to President Trump. And now it's a 52. And so the fact of the matter is, you needed 7 or 8 Democrats to get this thing going, and they only had 3. So, Chris Van Hollen, Angela Alsobrooks, do your jobs. Vote to reopen the federal government, and then you can negotiate these tax subsidies for the Obamacare health care plan holders again, which are due to expire on October 31st. And everybody will be facing big premium increases thanks to the Democrats. It is 621 Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Air. They're there for you whenever you need them. And I would suggest you get them out to your home right now. Check out that heat pump. Check out that furnace and other heating system in your home. Make sure it's operating properly and that it might need a little bit of maintenance, might need the filter changed, might need something else, whatever the case may be. But now the bills are so expensive here in the state of Maryland, you want to make sure that your heating system is operating efficiently. It's not costing you an arm and a leg to heat your home. And Tim Cowell will come out and inspect your unit and make sure that it is operating at peak efficiency. There's a little energy lingo there, peak. Call Tim today, 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 or go to TimCowellCompany.com.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic. And this weekend, you can see an operating layout comprised entirely of Lego blocks. Participate in a huge auction of rare brass trains and take advantage of locomotive repairs. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up in just a minute, we'll be talking or hearing, I should say, from President Trump on and the one thing that Republicans could do to immediately reopen the government, but it comes with some negative side effects. We'll explain here in just a second. Speaking of side effects, the man got stuck in an upright in his smart bed this morning. The king of all traffic, drew a blank. Lugnuts Johnson is here.
Let me just say this. In the last hour, I've been looking for a rope.
Yeah.
Yay?
Why?
No.
Just when you come in and you put all your stuff up and you're ready to go and everything goes blank.
That's every morning.
Microsoft says we made a change overnight and we didn't tell you.
Oh, you got a little update on the computer.
The Microsoft 10 went away. And they've added 11.
Wow.
They didn't tell me that it wasn't going to be compatible with what I'm doing. So now, I'm over on Gmail. Da-da-da-da.
All right. Well, at least you found a solution.
I have for the time being.
You put your noggin to work for a change.
I got to use my toboggan once in a while, you know. The outer loop of the Beltway, there was a vehicle fire about 30 minutes ago at Green Spring. The state police are still there. They're in the median with the cleanup. No problems right now getting around it. See, the roadways are still a bit wet from some of the rain that went through overnight, but not a big deal right now. Both the tunnels are open and at least a good start for this point. And right now there is one wreck on the BW Parkway northbound at Greenbelt Road in the process of clearing, but you might be a little bit slow coming up from the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We've got some, rain in the area early this morning moving out, and today will be dry and sunny, windy temperatures in the mid-60s today. Overnight clear and in the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and once again, highs in the low 60s. Going to be feel more fall-like here as we head into the weekend. Right now, we're looking at a clear and 49 in Reisterstown. It's 60 degrees in Ocean City as we speak.
Nice.
625, and we're talking about day 22 of the Schumer shutdown with Governor Moore gaslighting Marylanders and Americans with his propaganda and fabricated, manufactured outrage directed towards our president. Let's hear from President Trump on what the Democrats have failed to do.
Senate Republicans have already voted 11 times to get our government back and open for business. We have record business. We're going to be, I think, by the time I had my, I hit month number 12, I think we're going to have $20 trillion of investment. We're over 17 right now.
And on these things right now, of course, the Democrats, Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks, and all the Democrats in the House, none of which voted for the bill to pass the clean CR in the House. Only Andy Harris was the only Maryland congressperson to vote for it. They're holding the American people and our government hostage.
Unfortunately, in a craven and pointless act of partisan spite, Chuck Schumer, who I've known for a long time, and the radical left Democrats are holding the entire federal government hostage to appease the extremists in their party.
And President Trump calling on the Democrats, it's all in your hands. You hold the keys, you hold the cards, and all you got to do is for the next vote, which would be for the 12th or 13th time, whatever it is, would be to vote to reopen the government.
Today I'm calling on every Senate Democrat to stop the madness, to let our country get back. In the greatest moment in the history of our country in terms of wealth, in terms of job creation, and in terms of investment coming in, these guys go on strike. It's really a shame.
Yeah, it is, but it's all a political publicity stunt because the Democrats bank on a couple of things. One, they bank on their propaganda wing called the state-run drive-by media to cover their backsides. And that's what exactly happens. And I've seen different polls. We have President Trump's approval rating has gone up a point versus last time. His, 60% are blaming or approve of President Trump. They're backing him. They're blaming the Democrats. Where last time out, it was his approval rating was only like 38%. So some of the approval ratings and the poll numbers are supporting President Trump. But again, look, Democrats are at this point using the media to try to drum this narrative that it is Republicans who want to shut down the health care subsidies. And, of course, it is the Democrats, as we know, they're the ones asking for $1.5 trillion in additional spending. They want the One Big Beautiful Bill to claw back provisions that would keep illegal aliens from accessing health care through emergency Medicaid. And, of course, they want to refund NPR and PBS. And this is their little wish list. These are the demands that they're making. So it's like any kidnapper. They're making demands while they're holding the rest of us hostage. And it doesn't. I think President Trump is not going to capitulate whatsoever on that. The one thing the Republicans could do would be to nuke the filibuster. They could invoke the nuclear option. They could basically vote, because they're in control of the Senate, they could vote out the filibuster on continuing resolutions or on rescission packages, things of that nature. And they could do that, and they could reopen the government. The problem with that is, once you get rid of the filibuster rule on that, Harry Reid did that on judges. And it blew up in his face because Republicans then rammed through a lot of judges. And now I think a lot of people regret the fact they removed the filibuster option on judges. That is the only thing Republicans could do. And that could come back to or haunt them in the future if they did. I know Marjorie Taylor Greene is a big advocate of that. But there are other Republicans saying, we should tread carefully here. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company that is going to take your home. And they're guaranteed to sell it once you agree on asking price and time frame. and you sign the agreement, your home is guaranteed to sell because Vinny guarantees it, because you'll both agree on what the asking price should be. And if you want to sell it in a couple of weeks, a month, however long you want it on the market, you agree on that, you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. Because if it doesn't sell for that price, and within that time, within that window, Vinny then buys it from you and pays you in cash. And it has worked for so many of our listeners, so many of Vinny's customers, and he's got 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So check him out. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. It is 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, with the update, Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. The University of Maryland, Baltimore, and Axis Research and Technologies have partnered to build the nation's first AI-powered smart surgical performance center. Officials say the 36,000-square-foot facility will create a novel ecosystem for education, performance optimization, research, and discovery. The system will be powered by OmniMed SmartOR technology, which is an AI-enabled platform that integrates real-time data and performance analytics. Construction is expected to begin in 2026. Baltimore police are investigating a Tuesday night shooting in the city's Central District. Officers on patrol heard gunfire coming from the 300 block of Lexington Street, and when they arrived at the scene, they found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The 61-year-old victim was taken to the hospital and is listed in stable condition. There is no word on a suspect or what led to the shooting. The Baltimore County Fire Department has retracted its initial statement on the cause of Monday's Carroll Road Bridge collapse. The fire department says its original post incorrectly stated that a septic truck caused the collapse of the 146-year-old bridge. But further inspection found a large tree had fallen across the bridge. The owner of the company that owns the septic truck says it was carrying 10,000 pounds less than the bridge weight limit of 48,000 pounds. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. And Chris Van Hollen is reacting to President Trump's call for financial compensation from the Justice Department for criminally investigating him. Van Hollen says the president is extorting his own Justice Department for $230 million in taxpayer funds. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you have Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That vehicle fire in the outer loop near Greenspring now has wrapped up. State police have just left that scene. So good news there. The west side outer loop delays now already beginning, and it's already here at Liberty Road, and it's slowly backing up towards 795. A little moisture on the roadway, so be prepared for that. So far, have not seen anything major, but definitely getting busy southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Some dampness is moving out. Drier air is pushing back in, so turning sunny and windy today with highs in the cool mid-60s. Mostly clear and very chilly tonight as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. We played this clip before from Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, but it bears, get it, bears, repeating today as Baltimore embarks on its most important week of practice this season. This was Harbaugh 10 days ago on the importance of reclaiming the high ground on short yardage and goal-to-go situations.
If we want to have a chance, we got to get that fixed. I mean, that should have been fixed. We've been talking about fixing it for weeks, and we've been trying to fix it for weeks. But
and so how to do that? How do you actually improve on that aspect of the game? Offensive tackle Roger Rosengarten Monday in the Ravens locker room.
We got to make an emphasis this back half of the season of being extra physical, too. So that's kind of my mentality on these next few games going in. Yeah.
Ravens fans and commentators have been talking about the lack of physicality on that offensive line all season. Meanwhile, the Athletic, listen to this, in a projection powered by AI based on current information, has determined playoff chances for all 32 NFL teams. Now, here are the top five. The Colts at 96%, the Patriots at 92%, the Bills at 90, Packers 87, Eagles and Chiefs 86. Here's the most surprising thing. Even with a 1-5 record, AI has determined that the Ravens have a 41% chance of making the playoffs in 2025. Bengals, Vikings, and Commanders round out the last in the league. Baseball news, one down, seven to go, talking about the L.A. Angels hiring Kurt Suzuki as their new manager, turning to the longtime Major League catcher with no professional coaching experience to help turn around a franchise with the longest playoff drought in the majors. Former Angel stars Albert Pujols and Torii Hunter were also in consideration and now still available. Caps were on the ice last night in D.C., closing out a four-game homestand impressively.
This is shuffled on ahead to Duhaime, working against Dunn. Duhaime finds Carlson in the slot. Beautiful pass!
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. Nick Dowd's goal opened the scoring, and an empty netter from Tom Wilson closed it. And in between, the Caps skate past the crack, and 4-1 was the final. Logan Thompson with 18 saves between the pipes for Washington. The NBA opened last night with a pair of games. Thunder 125-124 over the Rockets in double overtime. And then out west, it was the Jimmy Butler Show in L.A.
2:35 to play. Warriors looking to close the door. It's Butler, patient for the bucket.
Noah Eagle, son of Ian, had the call on NBC. Jimmy Butler tallied 31 last night for the Warriors, overcoming 43 from the Lakers' Luka Doncic. Golden State prevails 119-109. Wizards open up tonight. They'll be in Milwaukee for an 8 p.m. start. The time now is 6:37 when we return, taking the fun out of football.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's an interesting article, guys, in The Sun, written by Brian Wacker, called What's Wrong with the Ravens Inside a Super Bowl Favorite Stunning Slide. And I think he buried the lead like 14 paragraphs down. And correct me if I'm wrong on this. You know, the psychological toll that it takes for a Super Bowl favorite to be 1-5, after the September 28th game against the Chiefs, the Ravens took away all the fun stuff inside the locker room. The ping pong tables, the cornhole thing, the basketball hoop, etc., and wanting the team to focus on the task at hand and getting back to doing what they do, which is all well and good. You want to do that. But is that productive? Does that work?
I think I think it go either way. I mean, it can get some individual players to focus. I don't know team wide if it works that way, but I think that in the long run, you want to incentivize people to perform better, to play better. And I think when you start taking stuff away, it just creates discontent.
I think that's true. Yeah, and especially look, it's hard enough to be an NFL football player. Yep. Okay, you put your life on the line every time you go out there. The locker room is your place. It's your your salvation. It's you got to be able to like it's be your, yourself.
It's
in
your
there.
Safe space as a player.
Yeah,
you know, that's where you go, and no coaches really, except for maybe on game day or whatever. But that's where you go, and you can hang out and be you know, part of your teammates. And so look, I think they're going to turn things around as to whether or not they're going to. I think the odds for Super Bowl are obviously very minimal.
Well, I think it's all about Lamar.
You're right.
If he doesn't come back.
All about quarterback play in this league, and if you're not, if you don't have one, and if you don't have a defense, then there's not much a quarterback can do. Because you're expecting, whether it's Lamar in Baltimore or Jaden in Washington, you're expecting them to be Superman every week. And that's just not the way the game is
played. Yeah, speaking of Jaden, by the way, his MRI results, I didn't see it. Did it come back okay?
Not a significant injury, but I don't know if he's playing Monday night.
Gotcha.
So we'll see. All right, thanks, Gary.
All right.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. The big question now is in New York City, mayoral race is, about 2 weeks away. And you got Zoran Mamdani, the commie, who says stuff like this.
We came here to remake the state in the image of our people.
They're going to remake the state of New York in the image of
our people.
Which people would that be?
That's what I was just going to say. Are these people?
A new poll out says that foreign-born New Yorkers, Mamdani leads with the foreigners, and the American-born New Yorkers right now are voting for Cuomo. And that's the latest poll out there today. Among American-born New Yorkers, Cuomo 40%, Mamdani 31%, Sliwa 25%. Foreign-born New Yorkers, Mamdani 62%, Cuomo 24%, Sliwa 12%. If it were a two-person race, again, Mamdani 43%, Cuomo 29%, Sliwa 19%. But again, Mamdani's given a 93% chance of winning. And, you know, right now, look, to me.
Bye-bye, New York.
To me, Cuomo is a flawed candidate. He's a horrible candidate. He's almost as bad to me as Mamdani. This is a guy that put elderly people back into nursing homes where they went
to
die.
Uh-huh.
So you know, the Democrats own this problem. It is their problem.
Absolutely.
But President Trump, he doesn't think that New Yorkers are going to be able to pull this one out.
Looks like we're going to have a communist as the mayor of New York. It'll be very interesting. But here's the good news. He's got to go through the White House. Everything goes through the White House. At least this White House, it does.
And of course, he went on to say he was asked a question yesterday about should Curtis Sliwa, should somebody drop out of this race in order to give New Yorkers a better chance of voting down Mamdani?
If he dropped out, he's not going to win. And not looking too good for Cuomo either. But maybe, I don't know, if he dropped out, maybe Cuomo would have a little bit of a chance, but not much. Because it looks like the lead is, it's not a great lead, but it's big enough that he should be able to win. So, you know, I don't know that I want to get involved. It's really a question of would I rather have a Democrat or a communist? And I would rather have a Democrat than a communist.
Aren't they really the same thing these days, Mr. President? I think he's thinking old school Democrats, but the Democrat Party's been hijacked by the progressive, radical left, Marxist, communist, authoritarian movement.
The hair pullers and screechers.
And to me, maybe he wouldn't be as bad as Mamdani, but he would be bad for New York. Look at de Blasio. De Blasio was bad. Mamdani's going to be de Blasio on steroids and the like. So we're going to hear from Curtis Sliwa because there's another poll out indicating if Sliwa were to drop out and endorse Cuomo, then there's a possibility. There's no guarantees in politics. There is a possibility that Mamdani could be defeated by Cuomo. So there's a lot of pressure. The Fox News Channel had an editorial. New York Post ran an editorial yesterday. All the Rupert Murdoch publications are basically telling Sliwa. John Katzimatidis, who basically is Curtis Sliwa's boss because he works for WABC in New York, he's asking him to drop out. The only people that are standing by Curtis Sliwa, remember, there's a lot of people down ballot that are depending on him to run and stay in the race because, you know, it's the New York Republican Party are backing him and a few others. So I'll tell you what my thoughts are on Curtis here in just a second. 6:43, it is time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic is here, Smart Bed Johnson.
Oh, hello?
That's what you want to go with?
Fine by me.
Well, that other, the other excuse, the Microsoft 10, 11 thing, that ain't cutting it. A lot of folks are, you know, saying foul.
Let me just ask you this. Are you getting the current information, Mr. Casey?
I am getting it, and we appreciate your stick-to-itiveness.
And button that pie hole and let me do what I got to do. The ride on the Bay Bridge is clear. It looks good. Westbound, three lanes are open, two lanes eastbound. And then we're okay over to the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, towards I-97. Not quite with the morning backup yet, but soon on I-97 southbound, which I know you sent me that thing yesterday, so they're going to widen I-97. I'll be 87 years old by the time they get done.
That's so true.
It says, I thought I was optimistic. I was thinking, well, maybe, what, 1-2 years?
Absolutely.
You know, 4 or 5 years down the road, it will be widened all the way down towards Route 50, but not today, so we'll continue with that backup that's just now starting to build through there. Parkville side of the Beltway filling in. The Interloop and Green Spring Ring is still there. It's still okay on the Interloop towards Green Spring and the JFX. The west side, there was a broken-down vehicle I just saw pull off on the shoulder on the outer loop south of 795. He's off to the side far enough. Not an issue, but brake lights already there from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We had some lingering rain in the area early this morning. It'll move out of here today. Sunny, dry, windy. Highs in the mid-60s a little bit later on. Right now, clear 51 in Pasadena, 50 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Today is National Nut Day.
I love hot nuts.
All right, so
that wasn't me.
Oh, you're lying.
You don't like hot nuts. You don't like hot nuts?
In the winter, sure.
Okay. Do you have a favorite nut?
Almonds.
She lives with
almonds.
I live with one.
I'm going to say that every time. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Chuck, do you have a favorite nut?
I like cashews.
Cashews? I don't think they're actually nuts, but people think they are.
Well, I know. They grow on what?
They're in the nut aisle at the supermarket.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things in the nut aisle.
Looks like a nut. Must be a nut.
Sometimes you feel like one.
I love pistachios. I love the shelled, not the dyed ones.
You gotta work to get them open. I mean,
all right.
Pain.
That's all right. I love pistachios. And actually, they're very healthy for you.
They are. So yeah. Almonds.
Are, yes. How come they don't think I'm red anymore?
Yeah, the healthiest nut is walnuts.
That's I don't like walnuts.
Yeah, because they got a lot of omega-3s, and they have a lot of fiber in walnuts.
Maybe that,
see?
There's no fiber in walnuts.
Yes. How about deer nuts? You like deer nuts?
Deer? There's something called a deer nut? There's beer nuts?
Yeah.
I never heard of a deer nut.
You usually find them under a book.
Oh. I was falling. I went right into that. I thought you were serious.
It was head on.
They're right next to a Henway.
Taco Bell finally releasing the Baja Blast Pie nationwide.
Ooh.
It's got a graham cracker crust layered with the Baja Blast flavored custard topped with the generous swirl of whipped cream. I've never had a Baja Blast, so I would not know.
It's my daughter's favorite drink.
Oh, the Baja Blast?
Yes.
Okay. And that's what you usually use to wash down your hot nuts.
Sonic.
Introducing the new pretzel bacon smasher burger and the peppermint brown bark shake. So that's at Sonic shake. Now through November. There isn't a wiener schnitzel around, but maybe this might be an idea that should come. There was a lot of, when I was out in Arizona, there were a lot of der wiener schnitzel. They look like little Swiss chalets, and all they do is serve hot dogs.
They had something like that in York, Pennsylvania called Wiener World.
Oh, you know all about Wiener World, do you?
I used to work out there. And I never...
Schnitz and Grubens.
Is that why you're always in Pennsylvania?
No.
Well, you were just there on Monday.
I was. I was hiking.
Did you... You're right. You can hike here in Maryland. You don't have to go to Pennsylvania.
I like hiking better there.
Do you like to hike at Wiener World? Is that where...
No, that way, I was nowhere near where Wiener World once stood.
Do you grab a bun and yodel? What do you do?
They have specials. I remember when I was out there, it was a great little place. Never got to go, but everybody, you got to get to Wiener World.
Right.
And now it's gone.
Where is it? In York?
It's off of Market Street. Used to be.
Okay.
In York.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll have to check it out. Anyway,
it's gone.
Cosmo with you?
Cosmo. Yeah, Cosmo. He never wants to go anywhere.
Oh, come on.
Not even Wiener World.
Wiener Schnitzel launching the new Hostess Shakes. These are an entire snack cake blended into a shake. So they have Hostess Twinkie shakes and the Hostess Ding Dong shakes. So next time you go to Wiener World, ask for a Ding Dong shake as well. Speaking of hot dogs, a new hot dog restaurant is opening its doors in Baltimore County. Killa Dogs with a Z.
There is one in
Hamilton. And they added a second storefront in Middle River.
That's it. I've seen that.
Yeah. So these are hot dogs and burgers topped with cheesesteak mixtures, the chili, cheese and onion rings, loaded fries, nachos, you name it. Killa Dogs now in Middle River.
Yep, right near Wilson Point.
Yeah, so check it out. All right, thanks, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:49. And Curtis Sliwa was asked about maybe you should drop out in order to save New York from communism. Here was his response.
I'm one, and Zoran is the second one. Curtis Sliwa has no shot at winning. He's run many times for mayor. He's never won.
Yeah, that's Andrew Cuomo saying that Curtis Sliwa has no shot. We'll come back and play the Curtis Sliwa because I think it's important that you hear it and our thoughts on Curtis Sliwa coming up in just a second. It is 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock here on Casey and Company. And if you're looking to upgrade your kitchen, renovate your kitchen, or perhaps you just need an appliance to fill out your kitchen or your refrigerator's on its last legs, whatever it is, Town Appliance in Owings Mills, that's where you need to go and check it out. Go to the stunning, beautiful showroom. Has everything for all kinds of budgets, from budget-friendly appliances all the way to the top-of-the-line stuff like the Gen Air and the Monogram, the GE Cafe, you name it. They've got it all at Town Appliance. But you really should check out the showroom. And again, if you want to shop pricing, a lot of people do that. Go ahead and do it. Go to your local hardware place or whatever, big box store, and then bring it to Town Appliance. They'll price and match whatever you find. Plus, you get the incredible service. Go in and ask for mayor or mayor. There are two mayors there, I swear. They're all right off Rice's Town Road in Owings Mills. Town Appliance for all your appliance needs.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday night 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic. And this weekend, you can see an operating layout comprised entirely of Lego blocks. Participate in a huge auction of rare brass trains and take advantage of locomotive repairs. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES. Experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
6:52, and you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Love to hear from you here this morning. And coming up at the top of the hour, the left is absolutely in meltdown mode over the White House ballroom. We've got that for you. That is certainly coming up here at the top of the hour, and it's nationwide, folks. It is President Trump certainly has the ability to trigger longer control the leftists in our country. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck that happened a little while ago in Crofton, and we just got word of it. Southbound Route 3 at Route 450, and in that area, southbound lanes apparently are blocked, at least temporarily. A couple of vehicles involved, a box truck and a car. So if you're heading from Crofton, you're trying to work your way down on Route 3 towards Route 50, be prepared for that delay. The Beltway is already slowing. It's not too bad through Greenspring yet, but the Parkville side is already slow. 795 to Frederick Road down the west side, and already the heavy traffic, still manageable, but with heavy traffic south on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off with some rain overnight early this morning. It'll move out of here, dry up, and be sunny, windy, and in the mid-60s today. Right now it's clear, 52 in Arnold, 51 in Middle River. So I wanted to play Curtis Sliwa's response to a podcaster asking him, citing this poll and saying, maybe you should drop out of the race and save New York City from commie Mamdani.
Well, number one, Ackman is a jerk. Has he been right yet? Here's a guy who goes up to Newport, Rhode Island, and thinks he's a professional tennis player. Come on, Ackman. Stay in your lane. Does he know anything about politics? No. Does he live in New York City? No. He lives in Chappaqua, the whitest suburb of America, where even the lawn jockeys are white. He may know Wall Street. He may know hedge funds. He has been wrong every step of the way with the billionaires. So let's say people come to the conclusion, if somehow I lose, and we know Andrew Cuomo's lost, he's already tossed in the town. Oh, it's because of you, Curtis. Because of, really? It's because of the Democrats. What is he? Who created Zohran Mamdani? Who embraced him? Who nourished him? Who supported him? And how dare you, people who know nothing about politics, suggest that everybody who's going to vote for me is suddenly going to be reborn. We love Andrew Cuomo. He killed all these elderly. He's a sexual harasser. He told conservatives and Republicans in 2014, if you're a conservative and you believe in right to life and the Second Amendment, you have no place in New York. You need to leave. This is the result of the Democrats' self-destruction. So I'm supposed to help them? How come they don't help themselves? Andrew Cuomo failed everybody in that primary. He even admitted it. Now he's basically saying, I can't win without Sliwa votes. Where are your votes? Why don't you spend your money and they've got millions from the billionaires? Millions. Go out, get your own votes. Convert Sliwa voters. But for me to drop out, I represent a major party line. I have people running under me, council people, judges. They put their heart and soul into it. They support me. I have more donations than Andrew Cuomo does matching funds. So you know something? This is called voting.
Sure.
Since when do we not let people vote? Billionaires determine the next mayor? If they don't like it, they can leave. They have options. Blue-collar working class people don't. Those are the people I'm representing, not Andrew Cuomo.
Sure.
That's a great response from Curtis Sliwa on this idea that he should drop out. That reference to Bill Ackman was the billionaire from New York who doesn't live in the city, but he works in the city. He had sent out a tweet just yesterday asking Curtis to drop out in order to save the city. And again, I think it all boils down to, and I think Curtis hit it right on the nail on the head, this is a Democrat problem. This is a Democrat. They own commie Mamdani and Cuomo. They have lousy candidates. And I understand it's a New York Democrat bastion stronghold. But at the end of the day, if you want a real choice, if you want a real choice for New Yorkers, that choice would be between Mamdani the commie and Curtis Sliwa. Okay, an absolute conservative, real New Yorker, started with the Guardian Angels. Is he a perfect candidate? No, nobody's a perfect candidate, but he's certainly a much better option than Mamdani or Cuomo, as if Cuomo somehow would stop the slide into socialism in New York. Of course not. So, you know, New Yorkers, you get what you vote for. And this is a Democrat issue. They are the ones that are propping up the AOCs, the Brandon Johnsons out in Chicago, the Kami Mamdanis, these other individuals here in Maryland. It's Gabriel Acevedo. These are the people that are espousing Marxism. These are the Democrat Socialists of America that want to crash capitalism and destroy our country. So, yeah, I want a fighter in there. I want a warrior. I don't want to choose between commie and commie light. Now, I'm not in New York, but if I were a voter in New York, I would be voting for Curtis Sliwa. Those are my thoughts. I'd like to hear yours. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Rescue Natural Supplements, they have an incredible line of omega-3 options for you. And these are the essential fatty acids that we don't get enough of in our diet. We don't eat enough of the omega-3s, and you do need them. That's why they're essential, because they help to remove cholesterol and triglycerides. They help with chronic inflammation. They help with skin tone, with joint health, etc. And right now, whether you like the large gel capsules or the smaller gel capsules or a liquid form, go to res-q.com. You can check out all the listener reviews and customer reviews, and you can find out what might be the best delivery vehicle for you, whether you want liquid or smaller gel capsule. And right now you can buy one, get one free using the code OMEGA50. That's OMEGA50. OMEGA50. Buy one, get one free at Rescue. Their website is res-q.com, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Coming up next, the left melts down over the White House ballroom. We have Ivan Bates applying more pressure on safe streets, and we'll hear your calls, comments, emails, and text as well. It's 7 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A high-level meeting in Israel. Vice President Vance meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, Israel's president, and other top officials, talking about the future of the Gaza peace plan. In Jerusalem, the BBC's Jolan Nell says Vance is sounding upbeat while acknowledging the many challenges that exist.
He said progress is better than he expected. And while he's reiterated President Trump's warnings that if Hamas doesn't cooperate, it will be obliterated, when he meets Israeli leaders, he's also expected to press for them to make difficult concessions. The U.S. wants progress on setting up an international stabilization force and formation of a new government for Gaza, as well as disarming Hamas. Washington has also urged patience amid Israeli frustration over Hamas's pace of returning deceased hostages.
The Republican-led Senate preparing for yet another vote on a GOP plan for ending the government shutdown now in its 22nd day. Ukraine reports a large-scale Russian drone and missile attack has killed at least six people, including a woman and her two daughters. Trump officials figure the time is right to start refilling the nation's emergency oil reserves drained by the previous administration.
The U.S. Department of Energy wants to buy 1 million barrels of crude oil for delivery to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, taking advantage of relatively low oil prices to help replenish the stockpile. The Biden administration sold record amounts of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, including a 180 million barrel sale after Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. The reserve, which has about a 700 million barrel capacity, is now holding nearly 409 million barrels. Bill Alexander, Washington.
At least 46 people killed in a highway crash in western Uganda. It involved two buses, a couple of other vehicles. Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 16 points. NASDAQ futures 2 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, this is a message you really need to hear. In just the last 2 years, the price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled, up over 100%, and silver is now poised for major gains in the months ahead. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to convert a portion of your retirement assets into physical silver and position yourself for the next wave of growth in precious metals. It's not too late to leverage the power of silver to help secure your financial future. With the devaluation of the U.S. U.S. dollar and volatility in the stock market, silver continues to be a safe haven asset that investors trust. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll get your free precious metals rollover guide, plus a copy of former IMF chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now to consider adding silver into the mix to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 703. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like a broken down vehicle just cleared from the right lane of the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They haven't taken the red X off yet, but they will soon. Looks like the vehicle is down at the Key Highway ramp and into the painted out area. So we're moving traffic again in the two southbound lanes, but we did back up pretty quickly. So we're going to keep an eye on this just to make sure that we go completely back to green. But traffic is in that right lane coming out of the tunnel. But you may see an impact there for a while until they shift things over and let us know that right lane is officially open. The wreck in Crofton is the problem. Southbound Route 3 is affected near the light at Route 450. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Some dampness is moving out. Drier air is pushing back in, so turning sunny and windy today with highs in the cool mid-60s. Mostly clear and very chilly tonight as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 53 in Middle River and 49 in Pikesville. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Kwasi Nfume has introduced a resolution of inquiry to demand answers about the Trump administration's use of partisan messaging on official government websites and emails. He says the messages could be a violation of the Hatch Act and federal appropriations law, which are meant to safeguard civil servants from political pressure and ensure that federal programs are administered in a nonpartisan manner. Nfume says the American people expect their government's official channels to provide neutral, factual information, and the false partisan messages from official sources are unacceptable and illegal. The University of Maryland, Baltimore, and Axis Research and Technologies have partnered to build the nation's first AI-powered smart surgical performance center. Officials say the 36,000-square-foot facility will create a novel ecosystem for education, performance optimization, research, and discovery. The system will be powered by OmniMed Smart OR technology, which is an AI-enabled platform that integrates real-time data and performance analytics. Construction is expected to begin in 2026. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 398. The pick four, 9625. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. But we are more than just an Italian restaurant. Our menu includes items like pork chops, steaks, salads, fish specials, and more. However, if Italian food is what you're looking for, try our pizzas, calamares, gnocchi, and eggplant parmesan. Am I making you hungry? Come and see us soon at Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Although it's still uncertain if Lamar will play this weekend, it looks like Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith will. And he had this to say about what's important now for the team.
Locking your jaw and having that mindset of like, hey,
is going to go down by any means, and you got to be there and be willing to put your face in the fan every given play, and all that takes is you doing your job to the best of your ability.
Put your face in the fan, and while the Ravens need to hone in on this week's game against the Bears, Ravens fans are allowed to look ahead. Of the team's 11 remaining games, only 5 are against teams that currently have winning records. On the other side of the token, the Steelers, who lead the division at 4-2, play 5 teams with winning records in their next 6 games. On the ice last night in D.C., the Caps led the Kraken 1-0 early in the second, and then all of a sudden, this happened. Joe B had the call on Jacob Chychrun's power play goal, assist number 4 for Hovey. Caps skate past the Kraken 4-1 was the final. The Dodgers have named their starting pitchers for games 1 and 2 in Toronto beginning Friday night for the World Series. The unhittable Blake Snell will take the hill for the opener. Yoshi Yamamoto in game 2. The combined ERA of Snell and Yamamoto in the postseason over 40 and two-thirds innings pitched is 1.32. The Blue Jays have not yet announced their starters. Coming up in 30 minutes, a college football heckler loses his job. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Baltimore ranked one of the most dangerous cities in the country. And we've got a couple of stories that will kind of prove that. Ivan Bates is applying pressure on safe streets. We'll take a look at top story here today, though, is the left melting down over the White House ballroom. And that is the east wing of the White House. President Trump said that he's going to construct a 90,000 square foot ballroom. It'll be one that will be world class. That when foreign leaders come here and they hold official state dinners, it's going to be wonderful. I mean, everything Trump builds is wonderful. And is classy and looks great because he is. That's what he does. After all, he's a builder, and whatever the cost is, $250, whatever the price tag is privately funded. His taxpayers
exactly.
are not going
so shut up.
To pay a single dime. And the president addressed yesterday at a Republican luncheon with a bunch of senators the construction of the White House ballroom. And I should say the left is just not understanding that they were going to take pot shots at him over this, but they were in a complete meltdown mode. We'll share some of their reactions here in just a second.
And this is used sometimes for evening where we've had some incredible people for the evening, and some of the big foreign leaders have been coming. And most excitingly, on the other side, you see the fence and the wall. We're building a world-class ballroom. You know, for 150 years, they've wanted a ballroom here. We don't have a ballroom. We have a little cocktail area, but we don't have a ballroom. The East Room, it's called, is a very small cocktail area. It holds about 88 people if it's tight. And I said, if I do this again, I'm going to get a ballroom built, and we're putting up our own money with the government is paying for nothing. You probably hear the beautiful sound of construction to the back. You hear that sound? Oh, that's music to my ears. I love that sound. Other people don't like it. I love it, Josh. I think when I hear that sound, it reminds me of money. In this case, it reminds me of lack of money because I'm paying for it, so it's the opposite.
Yeah, that's exactly. But they, Gavin Newsom tweeted that this was a monumental waste of money. Meanwhile, he's rebuilding or renovating the governor's mansion
and getting his teeth whitened
out in California at taxpayer expense, I might add. Now won't be ready in time for him to move in, but at some point he authorized that. Hillary Clinton weighed in yesterday, saying that he was destroying the White House. Destroying the White House. Okay? That is not happening, folks. And these are the same people that they took furniture out of the White House. Do you remember that story? Hillary and Bill took furniture out? Not to mention what Bill did in the Oval Office.
Ooh.
And the way he soiled and fouled the Oval Office itself. That's the Oval Office would never have been the same since those days. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt saying this is nothing more than manufactured fake outrage by the radical left.
I believe there's a lot of fake outrage right now because nearly every single president who has lived in this beautiful White House behind me has made modernizations and renovations of their own.
Yeah, we'll share some of those with you here in just a second. But, again, they're so desperate. They can't. I mean, this is a guy that's
anything.
Eight wars. The Gaza peace plan, big week for him. And that's still holding right now. Keep our fingers crossed and say a lot of prayers. The thing with Putin has been canceled. We'll tell you about that in just a second. But he's now going to be doing a pivot. He's going to turn to more domestic issues once he gets this Russia-Ukraine thing out of the way. And I think that's what they are most afraid of. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
If you're on the Bay Bridge and you're coming west over to Sandy Point, right in that area before you get into Sandy Point, there's an incident on the right side. So it's kind of crowding the right lane. They're staying away from it for the traffic northbound, but it's not really creating a problem at this point. But I want to give you the heads up for that if you are traveling north. And once you get over towards that area, just up into Sandy Point, I'm just checking back on the main span of the bridge, and right now, no incidents for the traffic through there. I have one more angle that I need to look at. Yeah, it's not a big deal, but you'll see it. Plenty of time to move over to the center and the left-hand lane. The morning back up towards Annapolis now is there, and it's backing up pretty quickly. I-97 southbound right at Route 32. It will have the impact as well for I-97 south of Benfield Boulevard. The wreck in Crofton is still there, southbound Route 32. Three at Route 450, and we have a report there may be a pedestrian struck in Baltimore County, Catonsville side at Route 40 West at Ingleside Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We had some rain overnight early this morning, and then it'll clear out of here. It'll be dry, sunny, windy, and highs in the mid-60s tonight. Oh, clear and in the low 40s. Right now, clear 50 in Severn, and it is 49 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, there was supposed to be a meeting this week in Hungary, in Budapest, Hungary, in which Vladimir Putin was going to sit down with President Trump, and they were going to talk about the peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. Well, that deal got called off. It was canceled. I think Secretary of State Marco Rubio talked to his counterpart, Lavrov, and they weren't able to really set the table for any kind of meaningful, productive. So there's no reason to waste the president's time, and that's why he says he canceled with Putin.
I don't want to have a wasted meeting. I don't want to have a waste of time.
But eventually, they are going to get to a peace deal, I do believe. It's just a matter of time. As to day 22 of the shutdown, he's saying that the Democrats are afflicted with TDS.
The country is so hot right now, and they've never voted against, you know, continuation. They've never voted against. They've never done that. They're doing this because they have Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, like people like Chuck U. Schumer that has voted 13 times for the clean continuing resolution, but now all of a sudden, because he's being going to be primaried by AOC, now he's got to play to the radical left-wing base and shut it all down. So how are we paying for some of these things? The military, the women, infant, children, the SNAP programs? Well, because of the incredible wealth that President Trump's tariffs are bringing to the country.
The tariffs have made us a wealthy country.
country. They've given us tremendous defense. They've given us things that we can do for other countries, very positive.
Absolutely, and I think it was $234 billion in the month of September alone. That is a record, and right now we're looking at least maybe this year, applying $600 billion towards the annual deficit, which is usually about $1.2 trillion. So we're about halfway there. We still got 3 months to go. As to the coming meeting with Xi Jinping in South Korea.
I have a great relationship with President Xi. I expect to be able to make a good deal with him, and he'll make a good. I want him to make a good deal for China, but it's got to be fair.
Yeah, got to be fair, and we can no longer have our clocks cleaned by the Chinese, and that's why it's going to take longer than many people had hoped or expected because of that. Meanwhile, I don't know if you've seen the videos coming out of Portland, Oregon. Recently, a judge had ruled that President Trump can indeed deploy the Guard to Portland. It looks like a war zone out in Portland, and the president addressed that.
You look at a place like Portland, it's ridiculous when they say that there's no problem. The place is... It was on fire over the weekend.
And Batya Unger Sargon, she is a liberal, but she's also a Trump supporter. She's become one of his big defenders from the left, not from the far progressive left, but from the left. And she talked about the No Kings crowd over the weekend.
These protests were overwhelmingly white. They were overwhelmingly elderly people, older people. Now, again, you know, white boomers have the right to have a mass therapy session about the fact that Donald Trump won. But to call it a No Kings protest, to act like he is a king, is so utterly preposterous. This is a man who won the popular vote. He won every swing state. He is a person who is enacting the exact agenda he promised he was going to enact while he was campaigning. And so what they are actually protesting is the absolute perfection of American democracy, where a person campaigned on an agenda, won the popular vote, and is now enacting that agenda. So it was actually a protest of democracy, all of which is to say the only way to greet such a preposterous proposition, calling this a No Kings rally when it's actually an anti-democracy rally, is to crap on it. I'm sorry, is to basically make fun of it. And I think that that has been the Trump administration's approach. They didn't try to stop it, God forbid, because he's not a king. They allowed them to have their say. They allowed them to go out there, and then they made fun of them. Have you?
Yeah, and that's the American way, and she's absolutely right about that. But I would add that he not only won the popular vote, he won the Electoral College, and he won all seven swing states. So there's nothing king-like about that. The latest Obama cabinet official to be referred to the DOJ for criminal prosecution, John Brennan, former CIA
yes.
director. We also found out he will join Comey was indicted, Tish James was indicted, Bolton was indicted, Jack Smith, the persecutor, also referred for criminal prosecution. We'll see who might be next in the former Obama-Biden administration. President Trump is demanding $230 million from the DOJ from the Russia witch hunt and the Mar-a-Lago raid after they basically, again, and this is what he's suing, and any settlement has got to be approved by the senior DOJ officials, and I'm going to be the attorney general, so it's looking like Trump, again, he was wronged, imagine the legal expenses that he had through this entire lawfare. And Trump's DHS is hammering illegal aliens with $10 billion in fines to force self-deportation, and it is working. More than 31,000 fine notices have been issued, and people, rather than pay the fine, are leaving the country. So that is great news. On day 276 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It's 7:21, 21 minutes after the hour. You know, I was talking to my good buddy Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man, the other day, and he told me about a couple in Baltimore County that he had just helped with a reverse mortgage, and they had a first and a second mortgage, and their monthly payments were eating up more than half of their income, which was just their Social Security. That's before any other bills. That is, wow. As Mark always does, he met with them at their home, went over everything carefully, able to set up a reverse mortgage to pay off both the mortgages and a few other bills. Now, all that money that they were paying out every month is staying right in their pockets. It has made a difference for them. It has changed their life. It's no surprise that, but that's what Mark does. He's been helping local homeowners for over 30 years, whether it's paying off a mortgage, a home equity line, credit cards, or just getting the extra money you might need for everyday expenses. Mark can help. One other thing that Mark offers his clients who qualify is no money out of their pocket. He understands money is tight for everyone. So please give Mark a call. If you're 62 years of age or older, you own your own home, call 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070, and talk with Mark directly.
Upman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Upman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the incident at the north end of the Bay Bridge, or the west end, whichever you prefer, coming into Sandy Point, has cleared. All of that is gone now, so no issues there, and the bridge traffic is clear over to the Severn River Bridge. And again, just as you know it already, southbound I-97 is already backed up right there at the split at Route 32. If you're in Crofton, they're still working on the wreck. Southbound Route 3 at Route 450, we had some problems earlier. That is now cleared for a while. Southbound in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is a broken down vehicle. All four lanes are moving again, but it backed us up, and then 895 gets the same thing. 25-minute delays at least now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, and all the normal delays and all the usual stuff out there this morning along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit Mitchell'sGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We had some rain overnight, clearing out. Going to be drying out, sunny, windy, in the mid-60s today. Tonight, clear, low 40s. Right now, we are 48 in Columbia. Clear skies, 52 in Annapolis. Take a phone call here from Sophia in Perry Hall. Good morning, Sophia. Sophia could not hang with us. She wanted to talk about the New York City mayoral race. We also have Marty, who said, recently I went to Scranton, which is filled with New Yorkers fleeing crime, taxes, and socialism. Mom Donnie is the best thing to happen to Republicans since Jimmy Carter. Well, we'll see. I mean, if he does win, you'll have a communist in charge of the capitalist and financial empire of the world, New York City. That's going to be a clash of civilizations, as they say. So back to this White House ballroom thing, and the left is just, you know, with Hillary Clinton and Gavin Newsom, just about, you know, I was on X yesterday, and my feed was filled with these whiny, snivelly leftist Democrats. They're just upset over this. Let me point out, did some research. In 1902, Teddy Roosevelt built the West Wing, okay? So he made modifications. In 1909, William Howard Taft, the then president, remodeled and expanded the West Wing. In 1913, President Wilson demolished the Colonial Garden. In 1927, President Coolidge oversaw the renovation of the upper floors and the attic of the White House. In 1929, President Hoover remodeled the West Wing. In 1934, FDR overhauled the West Wing, and they added a second floor, a larger basement, and a swimming pool. 1948, President Truman undertook a total reconstruction of the White House's interior. 1962, President Kennedy constructed the modern Rose Garden. In 1970, President Nixon converted the swimming pool into a press briefing room, and then he added a bowling alley in the basement. 1975, President Ford installed an outdoor swimming pool in the South Grounds. 1993, President Bill Clinton, when he wasn't dipping cigars, undertook a restoration and refurbishing of the executive mansion. And in 2009, Barack Hussein Obama resurfaced the South Grounds of the tennis court and made it into a basketball court. And so you can see, the original construction all the way, there have been renovations, there have been additions, and this is going to be both a renovation and an addition, a grand White House ballroom for the president. And this will be all future presidents, too, Democrats, Republicans, whatever. Hopefully, Democrat never gets elected again, but you never know in this country. So they would all be able to use it and use it well. Now, the president was asked about that monstrosity out in Chicago called the Obama Library. I don't know if you've seen this thing. It looks like a
Tower of Babel.
Yeah, the Tower of Babel, or Death Star, or something. You look at it and you go, what the heck is in there? Look, it's like one big server for the entire country. He was not impressed with the Obama Library.
But they're hundreds of millions of dollars over budget, and I think it stopped. I'm reading these terrible stories, but that's the way our country was run under President Obama, too.
Yeah, it's typical, right? That's what the country was suffering under President Obama, and that's why we have that same thing, too. But again, you just look at this. They're so desperate because his approval ratings are great. I do think that, the reason why I think the President Trump is focusing on foreign issues, he's got to stop these wars, number one, and he's already stopped 7 or 8, and he eventually will get, it's taken much longer than he originally thought and had predicted, but the reason why he's got to do this because we are interconnected with this global trade and with this global economy, and if you have wars raging in the bloodlands or you have wars in the Middle East, it affects everybody's economy. And again, I do know that there are people out there, the military-industrial complex, that love these wars. The neocons love these foreign wars. But what they do is that's where all our GDP goes into. It goes into warmongering and building war machines. And I think we could do so much better in improving our economy. And he knows that unless he gets these wars, gets a peace deal, and everybody's now getting along, and now you can start rebuilding and so on and so forth, and then the American economy will not have any drags or stress or burden on it from these foreign wars or the global economy, which is now so interconnected. So that's the reason why I think that was a priority going into the first 6 months, and I think you're going to see this big pivot, this turn to domestic issues, our economy. It's in good shape, but it's going to be in much better shape once we can focus entirely on the economy, and hopefully he's going to do that soon because we're going to need that pivot for the midterms. And right now, it's looking good. Not looking as bad as it was during the first Trump midterm, which we got tattooed. I think we lost 40 seats, if I remember. In any event, we're coming up next with Ivan Bates, applying pressure on safe streets. It's 7:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police are investigating a Tuesday night shooting in the city's Central District. Officers on patrol heard gunfire coming from the 300 block of Lexington Street, and when they arrived at the scene, they found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The 61-year-old victim was taken to the hospital, and he is listed in stable condition. The Baltimore County Fire Department has retracted its initial statement on the cause of Monday's Carroll Road Bridge collapse. The fire department says its original post incorrectly stated that a septic truck caused the collapse of the 146-year-old bridge, but further inspection found a large tree had fallen across the bridge. The owner of the company that owns the septic truck says it was carrying 10,000 pounds less than the bridge weight limit of 48,000 pounds. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. Chris Van Hollen is reacting to President Trump's call for financial compensation from the Justice Department for criminally investigating him. Van Hollen says the president is extorting his own Justice Department for $230 million in taxpayer funds. He says Trump refuses to open the government or lower health care costs, but he's eager to steal taxpayer money to enrich himself, and that is unprecedented, unfathomable corruption. President Trump claims he is owed damages for investigations into the alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election and the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago home for classified documents. And Kwasi Nfume has introduced a resolution of inquiry to demand answers about the Trump administration's use of partisan messaging on official government websites and emails. He says the messages could be a violation of the Hatch Act and federal appropriations law, which are meant to safeguard civil servants from political pressure. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic. And this weekend, you can see an operating layout comprised entirely of Lego blocks, participate in a huge auction of rare brass trains, and take advantage of locomotive repairs. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at the VW Parkway for an accident that was actually northbound near the ramp at the airport cutoff at I-195. So if you're coming up, there's no backup here at Route 100. I just want to give you the heads up. Might have some flashing lights there. The wreck and Crofton, southbound Route 3 near 450. That cleanup is still underway. 695, all the normal delays, 20 to 25-minute delays, very heavy now from some earlier problems southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. And if you're traveling north and going up into Delaware just across the Maryland line, there's a wreck with two lanes blocked on I-95 northbound at exit 5. And we're getting at least a mile back up and maybe a little bit longer as you're heading north through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Some dampness is moving out. Drier air is pushing back in, so turning sunny and windy today with highs in the cool mid-60s. Mostly clear and very chilly tonight as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Ravens' matchup with the Bears, as it turns out, is tougher than originally thought.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've done a nice job playing, you know, winning football. They're starting to get a feel offensively. They've scored some points, and the defense is playing better and better. So Chicago
has now won four straight, including its past two road games, one-point wins at Vegas and Washington. And a note on that, both of those wins were by the count of 25-24. The last time before that an NFL team won back-to-back games with a score of 25-24 was 99 years ago. It was the 1926 Frankfurt Yellow Jackets. For 146 years, the Naval Academy has fielded a football team, and for only the fifth time in their history, the Mids have a chance to go 7-0 to start a season. They'll take on FAU for homecoming this Saturday. Head coach Brian Newberry, though, keeping his team on their toes.
I do think we have the potential to have a really good football team, Scott, but we're not at this point, you know, and I think we'll continue to get better, and I love the way that our guys attack the bye, and I think they've got a really good understanding because of how honest we are with them about where we're at and what we got to do moving forward. And so maybe that's why it's a humble 6-0.
A humble 6-0. The Midshipmen are only one of six unbeaten teams in the FBS. The last time they started 7-0 was 1978. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsom Earle Sears commenting on her latest brush with racism while she campaigns for governor after a fan at a James Madison football game yelled at her to go back, quote-unquote, to Haiti, a black-majority country she does not hail from. The incident occurred Saturday during JMU's blowout win over Old Dominion in Harrisonburg. Here's the quote from Earl Sears, "I thought Democrats were supposed to love everyone. And just to be clear, I'm Jamaican." The fan who yelled the invective has been fired from his job at Lockheed Martin. The 80th season of NBA basketball opened last night on new/old media partner NBC, and the Thunder provided the thrills.
On the switch, it's Smith. SGA step back.
Mike Tirico back behind the mic on NBA basketball on NBC. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 35 points last night as the defending champion Thunder defeat the Rockets in double overtime, 125-124. And finally, TMZ was first to report this news yesterday. Former Today co-host and retired sportscaster Brian Gumbel was taken from his New York City apartment by ambulance to the hospital Monday night, where he remained yesterday. The 77-year-old reportedly not in a life-threatening situation. The time now is 7:37. When we return, does the NFL favor actually the Kansas City Chiefs?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Sean, over the last, what, 8 or 9 years, the Chiefs have been, you know, the preeminent team in the NFL. How many times have you watched the Chiefs on TV and said, oh, my God, I can't believe they called that penalty against the blank defense? They barely touched him, right? They barely touched Mahomes. Well, there may be something to that. Okay, there's a paper, a research paper published in the Financial Review by professors at the University of Texas at El Paso. They have analyzed the last 8 or 9 years of Chiefs football, and they said in the era from 2015 to 23 that Kansas City benefited from slanted officiating during the playoffs in particular, where viewership may matter the most to the NFL, financially speaking. Researchers said the Chiefs' offense was more likely to get first downs as well as significant yardage thanks to penalties against the opposing defense. It's interesting that it's being published in the Financial Review, because there is a financial impact here that the league is, I'm sure, aware of.
A couple of things. One is you'd have to review every one of these calls to make sure to see if they were bad calls or not. Maybe the defense did actually commit these penalties, and so they were going to get flagged. Mm-hmm. But I hear this every time a team goes on a great run, like the Chiefs. It was the Pats back in the day in the 90s. It was the Cowboys when they were, when Troy Aikman was there. So when the Steelers, when they were dominating. Whenever you have a team that dominates and wins multiple championships, it does bring this kind of speculation.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is because you have dominant teams that get into your consciousness, the league has a reason to keep them dominant for a while.
Or maybe they're just better and they execute better.
I want to believe this, Sean.
All right. I'm not going to.
I am not a Chiefs fan.
But if you have, video evidence of these, I sent you one on a call on Mahomes. I think
you, yes, you did.
But that could be, it could be an outlier. Could be just that that referee made a dumb call that ended up favoring Mahomes.
It's not an outlier.
Okay,
it's a fact.
All right. Thanks, Gary. We'll buy into it for now. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Questions about the Safe Streets programs expected to be brought up during the next Public Safety Committee meeting in Baltimore City in November. Renew questions about Safe Streets sparked by City State's Attorney Ivan Bates, who is raising concerns about the possibility of people tying themselves to the Safe Streets program for personal gain after the Fox 45 have obtained some audio of some perpetrators claiming they were volunteering for Safe Streets, working for Safe Streets, etc. Monzi says, nope, they're not our employees, but they won't tell us who their employees are. That is protected because they're not actually city employees. They work for LifeBridge and for Catholic Charities. Yes, known law enforcement agencies or people who have a history of dealing with law enforcement. Bates says, hey, this is a lot of taxpayer money going out the door for Safe Streets.
And the reason I'm shocked is because the citizens are spending almost $4 million a year on Safe Streets.
Yeah, and I think it's probably more than that, but we'll have to wait and look. My favorite phrase is forensic audit, and one should be performed on safe streets as well. But Bates says it doesn't help when you've got the mayor and Monzi, Stephanie Zavronis, and others not being transparent. They're keeping everything secretive.
Just doing things in secrecy is never good because you want the public to understand and to believe and trust in your program.
And that led Mackenzie Frost to corner Zeke Cohen, the city council president, and try to wiggle a straight answer out of him whether or not safe streets would be looked at the next public safety committee hearing. And he said, well, I got to talk to the public safety committee chair, Mark Conway. So he dodged that bullet. Conway tried to answer Mackenzie's question yesterday.
Absolutely. We regularly meet with Monzi about safe streets. We do a couple of hearings a year. So that's something that we're certainly going to circle back on, both on safe streets, on the GVRS model, and all of the sort of violence intervention approaches that the city is currently taking to address violence across the city. Safe streets is one of them. Safe streets is one of the most important. And as I say, safe streets, we need to have that constant back and forth to understand what's working, what's not working, where we're having trouble, so that we can continue to improve. But absolutely, yes.
A couple of hearings a year when you have something this controversial that has been investigated. People have found safe streets locations where they stored guns, ammunition, and drugs. They've been raided by the feds in the past. Safe street employees have been not only convicted felons, but are actively committing felonies in some cases. And you'll find it only a couple of hearings a year. Look, there's a reason why they make sure. I would think all of this would be accessible by FOIA request, but they're giving us the runaround by having these Safe Streets workers being paid or supervised by LifeBridge and Catholic Charities. Stay tuned. I think Ivan Bates is done with Safe Streets as of yet. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. City Police busy. A couple of accidents, west side Mulberry Street at Carey Street, and then one on the east side, Fayette Street at Highland Avenue. According to the authorities, the minor wreck reported on the BW Parkway northbound near the airport cutoff now has been cleared, and there's no impact left over there. Beltway, yep, with all the normal delays still in play on 695. JFX, last time we looked at that, southbound traffic was still busy coming down from Ruxton Road and through the ramps, eventually down towards Old Pimlico Road and into Northern Parkway, but with the lanes clear. Both the tunnels, yeah, we started off with some problems earlier for the traffic southbound on 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That backed us up, and then 895 took a hit. So everybody's still slow working your way south from the city-county line, both on 895 and 95. Keep in mind, if you're going north into Delaware, there's an accident just north of the state line, 95 northbound at exit 5. As of 10 minutes ago, two of the northbound lanes are blocked. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie do it all. They'll check your antifreeze, your tires, your belts and hoses. Get it done right there at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we need a contestant right now for our Choose Your Fake News segment coming up in just minutes. So give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, to get to match wits with the entire panel here today. Call now to reserve your spot. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is, we had some rain overnight that was lingering in the area, but now moving out of here, and it'll be sunny and dry and windy with temps in the mid-60s. Overnight clear and low 40s for the low. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and windy, highs in the low 60s again. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 48 in Ellicott City, 49 in Pikesville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And once again, we got WCBM, you know, memorabilia, some merchandise. I got some pens, keychains, and our little package for you with WCBM logo stamped on everything. We might even have one of the pens that Maggie uses on a daily basis.
Wow.
You know, it's that that big quill fountain pen.
Yeah, the fountain pen with the inkwell.
That big feather that coming off the... That's
what does she do with that feather?
We're slowly coming into the 21st century, folks. Believe it or not. Asking. All right, our contestant today, Sue in Federalsburg. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, the second, third, or last?
I think I better go last.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Here are your stories today. Story one, a U.S. district judge has barred ICE agents from arresting illegals at the Cook County Courthouse if they don't have a warrant. And if they violate the judge's order, the ICE agents themselves will be arrested. They also are banned from making collateral arrests. That's when they happen to discover somebody during the arrest of another illegal who happens to be illegal. They're not be allowed to take into custody either. Story two, United Airlines flight from Newark to Tel Aviv briefly sent passengers into a little bit of confusion when the staff announced that the only food available for a mid-flight meal for passengers in economy would be ham sandwiches.
Oh, that's kind of a burn.
Shonda.
Yeah. Ham, of course, not kosher and was not welcome on the flight. And story three, the Trump administration is considering exempting parents with two or more children from income tax. White House economist Kevin Hassett says the U.S. is in a demographic crisis, and we need more families of four or more to shore up Social Security and our military in the future. Story one, Biden judge orders ICE agents arrested at courthouse if they violate his order. Story two, oy vey. You got a ham sandwich on a flight to Tel Aviv.
Oh, yeah.
And story three, Trump considering exempting parents with two or more children from the income tax. All right, we'll start with Chuck this morning.
Three, please.
Chuck goes for three. And Kristen?
Yeah, I'm afraid number one might be true. And number two, that might have been an honest mistake. I think number three, I hope he does do that, but I want him to exempt all of us from the income tax.
Kristen votes for story three. Maggie?
I'm going to throw the mix and say number two.
All right. Maggie goes for number two.
There's no way that could...
And Sue in Federalsburg.
I think I'm going with Maggie. I'm going to go with number
two.
All right.
You're welcome.
Nobody votes for story number one because Biden judges can do anything these days, and they often do. That is a true story. Story two, the ham sandwich on a flight to Israel. The only in-flight meal that is... A true story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
Sorry about that, Sue. Kristen and Chuck victorious today on story number three. They're actually doing that in Poland. Maybe it'll make its way to the United States, but I would think it would be an equal protection, equal treatment thing would prevent
that.
Yeah,
we should all be exempted.
Yeah, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
Bit like a crocodile. What was the thing? More like a crocodile, or I forget, but
no. Yeah.
Great
with Johnny
song.
Cash?
Yeah. Johnny was great.
Came up
Johnny.
With a knife and cut off a piece of my ear.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And still to come, Watchdog calling for an audit after Mayor's Wife nonprofit was, that's Hannah Scott, Brandon Scott's wife. She works for a nonprofit, Empower, Be More Empowered, or something like that, Be More Maryland. And that they are delinquent on their reports on their financing. So that is a problem. And Baltimore, once again, ranked one of the most dangerous cities in the good old U.S. of A. That story coming up as well. A little bit later on, Delegate Bob Long is going to join us right after the 8:30 news to talk about his voter ID bill. He wants to introduce and require voter identification for the entire state of Maryland. So we'll talk to him about that. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll
You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
One of our listeners texting in, I think Obama used Roblox to build his library. Yeah, it looks like it, certainly. From earlier this morning, we discussed the one thing the Republicans could use would be the nuclear option on the filibuster and remove that process for the clean CRs and things of that nature. And Ron says, why not make the filibuster the way it was originally intended, where they have to stay there and filibuster, not just take a vote once in a while? That was the old school filibuster. Remember, then they'd have you sit there and have to talk for hours upon hours on end. Who did it last? It was Spartacus earlier this year. Didn't he have like a 25-hour speech or filibuster? So that was a problem as well. So that coming up top of the hour, we take a look at the House Republican report on the Epstein files. Finally, the House Oversight Committee has got some conclusions on that. And Virginia Giuffre's memoir is now out, and there are some shocking things in it. We'll share what she had to say in her memoir before she had committed suicide. Delegate Bob Long will join us at 8:37 on voter ID. And Hakeem Jeffries is blaming President Trump for pardoning a J-6er who then later made alleged death threats against the minority leader. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
I reckon Crofton took down some wires 45 minutes to an hour ago. Southbound Route 3 still affected at Route 450. So again, if you're down through Crofton, you're working your way down eventually towards 50 and the ramp at the ramp there at Route 3. So be prepared for that. The southbound lanes were still blocked, and we're not sure if they're letting some traffic over on the northbound side, but the cleanup is going to take a while. Big delays, at least 20 to 25 minutes southbound at both the harbor tunnels. All the normal delays are out on the Beltway. There's a new wreck in the city, South Baltimore, Poteet Street at Cherry Hill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be sunny today, dry and windy, temperatures in the mid-60s, clear and in the low 40s tonight. Right now we've got sunshine, 48 in Reisterstown, and it is 50 in the downtown of Baltimore. Well, the latest study is out, with the United States experiencing over 300 mass shootings. And it really kind of depends on how you define it, but usually mass shooting is four or more shot in the same crime or same event. 26,000 motor vehicle deaths so far this year. Wallet Hub released their annual report, 2025 Safest Cities in America. First, the good news. Columbia, Maryland got named one of the safest cities in America. Bad news, unless, of course, you go to Columbia Mall, then that's all.
That's what I was just going to say.
Another thing. The most dangerous or least safe cities, they would be worst is New Orleans, followed by Memphis, where the National Guard now has been deployed. By the way, Guard's going to New Orleans, too. Baton Rouge might get a National Guard deployment. Detroit, Michigan, and Baltimore at 178 out of 182. And why is it, it's dangerous from a crime perspective, dangerous financially. They're, you know, again, infrastructure, you name it. There are a number of criteria here. But when you have stories like this, it really kind of emphasizes and reinforces this image that we have here in the city. A grieving mother is speaking out after her son and pregnant daughter were allegedly gunned down inside of a car in Northeast Baltimore Monday night.
Dear God.
The car was riddled with bullet holes. It was intentional. I don't know who the target was, whether it was the pregnant woman or whether it was the daughter, the son, rather, of this woman. Her name is Patricia Phillips, and as you might imagine, she is beside herself, very upset. Her son was killed. He was pronounced dead later at the hospital.
7.5 months pregnant woman, defenseless, and all her brother did was try to protect her.
He was moving. He was helping his pregnant sister move to a new location, new home, when they were gunned down inside their car. Now, the first question, besides this obvious tragedy, is how is the baby?
Exactly.
Because a woman was shot in the stomach.
Dear God.
Apparently, according to the grandmother, the baby is doing okay.
But the baby didn't have a bruise on him. So the person who wanted to get rid of that baby, the baby still made it. You coward.
Yeah. And again, no idea as to motive. But her 31-year-old daughter, Destiny Wooten, is now in critical but stable condition at the hospital. And the baby apparently is doing well. Unfortunately, her son was pronounced dead. And she and other neighbors, again, reiterating, that in spite of what Brandon Scott is going to tell you or the city council president or anybody else, nobody feels safe in Baltimore City.
I don't do karma. God does that. But just pray the detectives pick you up or just turn yourself in.
It's a tragic and it's sad. You know, my kids being outside, I don't feel safe.
Yeah. And that's why many, and that's a crime in and of itself. You know, you have to walk into school in Baltimore City, trying to play outside in Baltimore City. You can't do it anymore.
No, you can't.
You really can't. Unless you've got...
You can't even sit in the window.
Right. Exactly, where you have stray bullets, indiscriminate urban violence, where we had a young woman that was hit in a car. We had down in Federal Hill, we had another young mother that was struck by a stray bullet, people just openly shooting. And we had another teen robbed at gunpoint near Mervo the other day, and his mother calling for justice. Because there are no penalties. There are no consequences other than what Ivan Bates is able, again, bring a toothbrush. So the juveniles, again, once we get this thing turned around, I mean, it's possible to turn it around, but that requires leadership. And unfortunately, we have a governor who likes to smile a lot and speak in word salad, speak in tongues, but there's no leadership when it comes to crime. There's no leadership. Yesterday, he was talking about the Maryland teachers unions. You weren't talking about the children that needed help in schools, which Baltimore City has been failing miserably. It's all about the teachers unions and getting them ginned up for his presidential run. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realtor, and Vinny and his agents do a wonderful job at making sure that your home is staged properly, that it's ready for sale. He's got all these programs that help to sell your home. There's the trade your home program, much like you would trade in your car. You can trade in your home. He's got all the details on that. There's the sell your home, stay in your home program, where you can sell it and stay actually in the home for up to 12 months before you would have, gives you time to sell when the home is sold, and then you can go look for a home to buy in that time frame. And there's also the fixer-upper program, where if you don't feel like spending all the money and doing all of the fixes yourself or hiring contractors, Vinny will do that for you. They just deduct that at closing. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. He's got a database of 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. Stick with us here on Casey and Company. It is 8 o'clock on the WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Mitch Thomason. Vice President Vance offering an upbeat assessment of the Trump Gaza peace plan.
If we do this the right way, it could create a model, I think, that could lead to other peace agreements all over the world, because it shows what's possible when you're willing to think outside the box and actually put some elbow grease to get it done.
Vance is in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials. President Trump figures the federal government, because of wrongdoing by the Biden Department of Justice, owes him a lot of money.
The New York Times reports the $230 million in damages relates to the 2022 FBI search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago property for classified documents and for the investigation into potential ties between Russia and his 2016 presidential campaign. But the president says he's not after money.
They'll do something nice with it, like give it to charity or give it to the White House while we restore the White House.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republican Curtis Sliwa insists that he is not dropping out of the New York City mayoral race despite being offered a big payday if he does quit.
I was trained as a young boy, like many of you, that it's one person, one vote. I was never taught at PS 114 or Bill Lacey Junior High School in Canarsie that it's one person, one vote, but the billionaires end up picking who's going to be your mayor, and the political elite will make that determination. I trust the people.
Polls suggest the people will choose Zohran Mamdani over Sliwa or Andrew Cuomo this evening. It is the second and final debate of the campaign. No indication that Senate Democrats are ready to end the government shutdown, but the GOP-led Senate will vote again today on a Republican plan to turn the lights back on and allow budget negotiations to get underway. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 35 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial pound 250. Say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial pound 250. Say micro to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Slowing now, JFX. As you're coming south of Ruxton Road, it's really just slowing right before the city-county line, so be prepared for that. Not so sure that it might not be some bright sunshine along the way. Some areas south and east right now are getting those delays, but we'll check on it. But it's becoming more stop and go on the JFX around the bridge at Old Pimlico Road. There are some areas on the Beltway with the bright sunshine. The inner loop at 83 as you're going over towards Bel Air Road and then coming down the west side towards Wilkins Avenue and down towards 95 into the city. Same story there with the bright sunshine. They're still working on the wreck in Crofton. Wires are down. Southbound Route 3 still affected there at Route 450. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Some dampness is moving out. Drier air is pushing back in, so turning sunny and windy today with highs in the cool mid-60s. Mostly clear and very chilly tonight as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
52 in Edgemere and 51 in Joppa Town. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Residents in Anne Arundel County's Pasadena neighborhood are finding a sticky black substance on outdoor surfaces, and they want to know what it is. Community members have reported it to the Maryland Department of the Environment, but so far it has not been identified. Stony Beach resident John Garofalo tells local TV that he and others are concerned for their health, and they think the state should move move more quickly in determining the source. Anne Arundel County Police are looking for the suspects who robbed a juvenile of his shoes in Severn Monday night. Police say the victim was walking in the 8200 block of Portsmouth Drive when three juvenile boys and two girls blocked his path and demanded his shoes. The victim handed over his shoes and the suspects took off on foot. The investigation is ongoing and anyone with information is asked to call police. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 398, the pick four, 9625. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports is coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, this doesn't sound very good from Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey.
We're still, I think, trying to figure out what we can do going forward to hopefully win some games and kind of get the stink up off of everybody.
Still trying to figure it out. After the bye, 4 days off, this was a preseason Super Bowl favorite. Now after 6 weeks, 1-5, still trying to figure it out. A team that apparently has figured it out, at least for right now, are the Caps, hosting the Kraken last night in D.C.
This is shuffled on ahead to Duhaime, working against Dunn. Duhaime finds Carlson in the slot. Beautiful pass!
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. Dowd's goal opened the scoring, and an empty netter from Tom Wilson closed it. And in between, the Caps skate past the crack, and 4-1 was the final. Logan Thompson with 18 saves between the pipes. And for the Caps, now 5-2 on the season in the best division of the NHL. Four teams, the Caps, the Hurricanes, the Penguins, and the Devils, all tied for first place with 10 points. And finally, here's an interesting one. La Liga, Spain's National Soccer League, has called off plans to hold a regular season match this December between Villarreal and Barcelona in Miami. A short statement released by La Liga explains the decision was taken due to the reaction generated in Spain by the fans on the league's decision to hold a league game on foreign soil. Meanwhile, the NFL will play 7 international games in 2025, which is the most ever. And by the time this season is over, the NFL will have played 57 international games in 6 different countries over the last 20 years. Coming up in 30 minutes, Michael Jordan was a hit on NBC. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back. 410-922-6680 is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680 at wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Love to hear from you in this hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Delegate Bob Long, Republican of Baltimore County, who is going to introduce a bill for voter photo ID here in the state of Maryland. And is that a good or a bad thing? I think most of us would agree we'd like to see some kind of voter identification, but there's a new wrinkle here we'll ask Delegate Long about, and that is those mail-in ballots. How do you enforce them? Top story here for you today is, look, there are a lot of things I would like to see Congress seriously look into, but that's always a wish. It's just a wish list here. One of them, of course, is what really went down with the J6 committee. I'd like to have that fully investigated by, and I do know that Barry Loudermilk is currently leading a committee trying to look into what happened there with, why the troops were refused that day and why some J6ers were welcomed with open arms, and how many actual FBI undercover agents were on the ground. What about the pipe bombs that day? Why have we been able to ascertain the individual of said pipe bomber at the RNC and DNC headquarters? I got a lot of questions. I also have a lot of questions still about the stolen and rigged election of 3 November 2020 and also the Epstein files. How do you get such a sweetheart deal first time around? So on and so on. Was there actually a list? We're being told there isn't. But that being said, the House Oversight Committee, led by James Comer, they've looked in to the Epstein files, at least what they've been able to access, which the public has not seen yet, and they have come up with some conclusions. And here is James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, on conclusion number one.
Democrats don't care about transparency or accountability in this matter. The evidence we've gathered does not implicate President Trump in any way.
Yeah. So Trump is, and that pretty much goes along with a lot of the testimony from eyewitnesses and others at Epstein Island and on the plane going to Little St. James, or in many cases, President Trump would hop a ride with the billionaire pedophile, unbeknownst to him at the time, on a plane from New York down to Florida and or back. It was Virginia Giuffre, who we will get to in just a second. She worked at Mar-a-Lago. She was a masseuse at Mar-a-Lago, and Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell came in and kind of stole her away from Trump. And when Trump heard that, he got really ticked off and banned Jeffrey Epstein from Mar-a-Lago and from all his property. So the other conclusion coming out of this was Comer saying that there was one president who had very close ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
Public reporting, survivor testimony, and official documents show that Bill Clinton had far closer ties to Epstein. We're working to bring former President Clinton in for a deposition, but the Democrats aren't helping one bit.
Of course not, because they want to all blame Trump or accuse Trump. They had, as Speaker Johnson said, they had these files in their possession for 4 years, and we never heard a single word about Epstein.
Democrats did not say one word about the Epstein files for the entire Biden presidency. They had all the files in the Biden DOJ. They didn't say a word about it. 4 years, not a word.
So still lots of unanswered questions, but according to Comer, Trump not implicated. We don't know. Bill Clinton was closer, had more frequent visits with Epstein. Still don't know what happened. We can only surmise, and you can't do that. You need actual evidence. All right, more on that and the late Epstein victim, Virginia Giuffre, her memoir, Nobody's Girl, has hit the bookstores, and we'll share some of that with you in just a moment. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I saw the backup a little better southbound on 95. It's actually moving now at Moravia Road, but still, you're basically looking at it. Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, top of the hill, Keith Avenue into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. At least today, the pace is not bad on 95 South after you clear that, but it's heavy after Camden Yards. That one area gets slow every morning now, going out towards Washington Boulevard and eventually out to the Beltway on the southwest side. So you don't come back up to speed till you clear the Beltway and into Arbutus and eventually down towards Howard County. 895, you'll still be slow in that stretch between Moravia Road and the Erdman Avenue ramp and into the Old Harbor
tunnel. JFX improved a little bit, but it's still stop and go different times coming south from Ruxton Road through the city county line and the Beltway. All the normal delays. Again, some of the traffic south and east this morning, looking at the bright sunshine, adding to those delays and our morning backups towards Annapolis. They're right there in the usual spot, I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We've got sunny, dry conditions today. Going to be a little bit breezy. Temperatures in the mid-60s tonight, clear. Low 40s tomorrow, sunny, windy, and highs in the low 60s. Right now, we've got sunshine, 51 in the city, 49 in Forest Hill. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, comes our America 250 update. Often get asked by many listeners what version that is of the Star Spangled Banner. That is the U.S. Army Band version, which is one of my all-time favorites, so that's why we selected that. And during this America 250 update, what we're trying to do here is to highlight some of the important dates in our history, important events, as we run up to America's 250th birthday, which is coming in Independence Day of 2026.
We'll
officially
what a party.
Be 250 years old and still a very young nation compared to the thousands of years that I was in. Think how much we've done, how far we've come, and how much more we have to do. But it was 63 years ago today. President Kennedy shocked the nation in a televised speech of extraordinary gravity. President Kennedy then announced that U.S. spy planes had discovered Soviet missile bases in Cuba. These missile sites under construction, but nearing completion, housed medium-range missiles capable of striking a number of major cities in the United States, including Washington and Baltimore. Kennedy announced that he was ordering a naval quarantine of Cuba to prevent Soviet ships from transporting any more offensive weapons to the island, and explained the U.S. would not tolerate the existence of missile sites currently in place. The president made it clear that America would not stop short of military action to end what he called a clandestine, reckless, and provocative threat to world peace. What was then become known as the Cuban Missile Crisis. It began actually a week prior, the day U.S. intel personnel analyzing U-2 spy plane data discovered that Soviets were building these medium-range missile sites on the island. The next day, President Kennedy secretly convened an emergency meeting of his senior military, political, and diplomatic advisors to discuss the ominous development. The first suggestion was a surgical strike, an airstrike against the missile sites. But that was ruled out by the president, who then said he opted for the naval quarantine, and on the night of October 22nd, President Kennedy went on national television to address the American people to announce this decision. And during the next 6 days, I think they made a movie about that. I think it was called 6 Days in October, if I'm not mistaken. The crisis escalated to a breaking point. The world literally teetered on the brink of nuclear war between the United States and the USSR. Eventually, Kennedy would pull back the quarantine to 500 miles off the shore of Cuba. Soviet ships began to alter their course, slow down or turn around or reverse course completely, and at the behest of the United Nations and others, both sides decided to stand down, and they stopped the building of the missile sites, and there was no further military action. But for those 6 days in October of 1962, the American people were very scared that we were about ready to go to war, perhaps nuclear war. And that was the big event on this day, as we now look at America's 250th birthday. Coming up next, we'll take a look at some of these shocking revelations of Virginia Giuffre's memoir, and more shocking examples of radical left-wing violence as well. It's 8:20. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Home. It's where we've built our memories, where the photos on the wall tell the story of who we are. Family dinners, holidays, and laughter. No one dreams of leaving that behind. But as we age, things change. Sometimes gradually, sometimes all at once. And the truth is, planning ahead is one of the kindest gifts we can give ourselves and the people we love. That's what Wesley Secure Care is all about. Wesley Secure Care is a Maryland nonprofit organization that provides the unique option of continuing care at home. It's peace of mind knowing that no matter what happens, you'll be cared for right where you're most comfortable. Here's how it works. You become a member while you're still independent and healthy, and in return, you have a lifelong plan, a plan that guarantees care and support if and when you ever need it. And that happens at home, all guided by a personal care coordinator who knows you, your story, and what matters most to you. It's not just about healthcare, it's about dignity, it's about choice, and it's about being able to surround yourself by what and who you love, without putting the weight of what if on your family's shoulders. Because when life takes a turn, the last thing anyone should have to worry about is, what do we do now? With Wesley Secure Care, that question is already answered. So take the time for yourself, for your family, and for your future. Join us for a free lunch and learn, or visit WesleySecureCare.org to learn more about continuing care at home. And give us a call at 410-324-2400. 410-324-2400. And give yourself the gift of peace of mind this year.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Yeah, we have from Firefighter John. He says, Sean, I'm one of those that really questions whether Virginia Giuffre actually committed suicide. She was involved in a very serious auto accident just prior to that, which questionable circumstances. And she said in multiple interviews that she would never commit suicide. It really makes me wonder if this is another victim of the Clintons. The Clinton body count list. I mean, I think it's a fair point. I think because of the number of interviews that she gave, but the incredible pain. But then again, she had written this book, or was in the process of writing the book, and this was kind of therapy for her. And then all of a sudden, we have this mysterious car accident, and then just weeks later after the car accident, we find out that she had committed suicide. So a lot of questions still remain to be answered. It's 8:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Happened to a lot of the Kennedy witnesses.
Yeah, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly, you're just not here anymore. Northbound 895, there's a report of a broken-down vehicle in the tunnel, apparently in the right lane. And I see the overhead sign now indicating that. So that's a problem for the traffic now at the Old Harbor Tunnel, which normally we don't have too many problems, but already we're backed up to the K-Trust Bridge, which is the steel bridge. You're going to be backed up to at least Poteet Street now, coming north on 895. So it's in the right lane of the tube at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Earlier problems in very heavy traffic southbound and both harbor tunnels. Those delays continue. Our normal backups in and around the Beltway. I thought I heard Baltimore County about 10 minutes to go. They were heading out to a wreck at Delaney Valley.
Valley Road at Old Bosley Road. So traffic there around Loch Raven. Keep an eye out for the equipment there. And, of course, Delaney Valley Road at that point is only a single lane, either north or southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today. You're going to be dry and windy, highs in the mid-60s, and right now partly cloudy, 51 in Middle River. It is 51 in Glen Burnie. The horrifying ordeal of the late Virginia Giuffre is now laid out in her posthumous memoir. It's called Nobody's Girl. It's arrived in bookstores. And it's making headlines around the world. I have not read all of it. I just got a little couple of excerpts. I do plan on reading it. But she describes a nightmarish childhood filled with abuse that turned her into the perfect victim for sexual predators like Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. She wrote, "I know about monsters. As a child, I experienced nearly every kind of abuse. Incest, parental neglect, severe corporal punishment, molestation, and rape." She claims that her father had raped her. The father denies that that ever happened. But she said she was recruited by Maxwell to be Epstein's sex slave. She writes, "In my years with them, they lent me out to scores of wealthy, powerful people. I was habitually used and humiliated, and in some instances choked, beaten, and bloodied. I believe that I might die a sex slave." End of quote. Giuffre repeats her claim that Prince Andrew participated in an orgy with her and approximately eight other young girls. She wrote, quote, "It was not just the two of us this time. It was an orgy. The other girls all seemed and appeared to be under the age of 18, didn't really speak English." Epstein laughed about how they couldn't really communicate, saying they're the easiest girls to get along with. End of quote. Later, Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell begged Virginia to be a surrogate in the pregnancy of their child. Ms. Giuffre recalled, quote, "There was no way I wanted to bring a child into the world for them to raise." She said, "What if the baby was female? This proposal would endanger another person, a helpless child." So just to that's the first excerpt from the book. I'm sure there'll be more to come, but we now recently find out that Prince Andrew relinquished his title Duke of York based on these embarrassing allegations against the British crown. He will remain a prince, of course, because he is the king's brother, but he has now given up that royal title. And the name Ehud Barak, the former Israeli prime minister, also now has surfaced in her book as one of the individuals on Epstein Island. So we'll see if there's any more.
Never ends.
By the way, 60% of young liberals say it's acceptable to go beyond peaceful protest in response to the ICE raids. 60% say they're endorsing violence to stop deportations. And then you got people like Corinne Jean-Pierre, who's on her own book tour right now, actually kind of ginning up the crowd.
And right now, in this moment, there's an existential threat. Our democracy is hanging by a thread. Some people would say we're already an authoritarian regime. And I need to see teeth. I need to see fire. And not just me. Many people are worried and concerned.
Yeah, there it is. Teeth and fire, meaning
demonic.
You got to put some teeth into it. You got to put some force into it. And then the existential threat is President Trump. It's the MAGA movement. It's Republicans. And they have not stopped since the assassination of Charlie Kirk. In fact, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. I'm still working on the identity of this elected Democrat official, but this happened at the No Kings rally over the weekend, or protest, whatever you want to call it. This is an elected Democrat official basically predicting there will be violence.
Get this man out of here now. But if that doesn't happen, and we're not promoting it for one second, but if that doesn't happen, there will be violence.
Yes. Yes.
And these people had the opportunity to stop it.
They don't.
And they didn't.
They don't.
There will be violence, she said. Remember, we told you yesterday we played the guy out in Chicago that said that ICE agents, go get a gun. ICE agents had to be shot, had to be wiped out. He has since been arrested by the Department of Justice and federal agents. So that dude is now in big, big trouble, as they say. We'll tell you about a J6er who's also in big trouble for making alleged death threats of Akeem Jeffries. That's coming up a little bit later on in the hour. I want to tell you about Tim Kyle. And everybody knows that they're now branched out at HVAC, and they do a wonderful job at helping you with your heat pump and your forced air furnace. And, again, it'd be a good time now to come out and get them scheduled for a maintenance check. But I also don't want to downplay the fact that they're one of the best, if not the best, electrical contractors in the area. Tim Kyle Electric started off as just as an electric service, and they handle all of your interior, exterior wiring, whether you're doing ceiling fans or you've got issues with you want to install some recessed lights, or you're having some issues with your circuit breaker, whatever the case. And also, if you want to have landscape lighting on the exterior of your home, they do a great job of that as well. So, Tim Kyle Electric, and of course, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online, timkylecompany.com. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, an update with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. The MVA in Glen Burnie will be participating in the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Initiative this weekend. The event offers a secure and convenient location for residents to get rid of unused, unwanted, or expired prescription medications. The Glen Burnie branch office will host a collection from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday at its location on Ritchie Highway. MVA Administrator Chrissy Neiser says the event is part of a critical effort to reduce the potential misuse of prescription drugs and to keep communities safe. During an event earlier this year, the Glen Burnie branch collected 23 pounds of unwanted medication, which was safely destroyed. And state police are inviting families across Maryland to join troopers for safe Halloween-themed events over the next week or so. Troopers will host trunk-or-treat celebrations and other events from western Maryland to the eastern shore, and the full list of dates and locations can be found on the Maryland State Police website. Officials say in addition to providing a safe holiday celebration, the events also serve as an opportunity for the community to meet their local troopers and learn more about public safety. And police are investigating a Tuesday night shooting in the city's central district. Officers on patrol heard gunfire coming from the 300 block of Lexington Street, and when they arrived at the scene, they found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The 61-year-old victim was taken to the hospital and is listed in stable condition. And the Baltimore County Fire Department has retracted its initial statement on the cause of Monday's Carroll Road bridge collapse. The fire department says its original post incorrectly stated that a septic truck caused the collapse of the 146-year-old bridge, but further inspection found a large tree had fallen across the bridge. The owner of the company that owns the septic truck says it was carrying 10,000 pounds less than the bridge weight limit of 48,000 pounds. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop between Charles Street and York Road. The fire department is there. The medic unit just pulled up. Now, with the hook and ladder sitting there, can't miss that. He's blocking everything but the right lane. on the outer loop. So if you're in Delaney Valley Road, you're over at Providence Road, you're coming around towards 83. When you get to York Road, you're going to need to be as far right as you can. The inner loop can see it, and they're looking at it. There's some bright sunshine on that side, so take it easy eastbound from 83. But with all the lanes open, the new wreck appears to be on Old Bosley Road, right at the intersection at Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Some dampness is moving out. Drier air is pushing back in, so turning sunny and windy today with highs in the cool mid-60s. Mostly clear and very chilly tonight as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Two of the areas where the Ravens, and there are many, where the Ravens have struggled this year are so basic to Ravens football and football in general.
A lot of teams don't. You know, a lot of teams don't think it's important. You'll hear a lot of metric people, analytics people say that's not important. So, but it just kind of it's our DNA. You know,
the beginning of that you didn't hear was we run the football and we defend against the run. Those are the two basic tenets of Ravens football. Well, towards that end, right tackle Roger Rosengarten saying it's up to the five guys in front to run that ball.
It all starts up front, like you said, and you know, it starts with me all the way down to Ronnie, and each guy down the line got to do their individual jobs, one play at a time, just staying focused. You know.
Historically, in the top five of the league in both categories, the Ravens are middle of the pack in rushing. They're 26th of 32 teams against the run. With the hiring of Kurt Suzuki by the Angels, there are now seven managerial positions still unfilled in the majors, including the Orioles, of course. Meanwhile, can the season the Blue Jays just had give Oriole fans hopes for a better 2026? The Jays finished last in the division last year, and they're headed to the World Series. Well, the answer is possibly, but payroll disparities can't be ignored. The Blue Jays, at almost $242 million on opening day this year, spent $78 million more dollars than the Birds. They gave Vlad Guerrero $500 million over 14 years, George Springer $150 million over 6 years, and Kevin Gausman $110 million over 5 years. Can you imagine the Orioles doing any of that this offseason? Great coverage last night by NBC on its debut coverage of NBA basketball, and part of that was a great conversation between Mike Tirico and Michael Jordan. Here's a snip.
Do you ever pick up a ball and just shoot?
I haven't picked up a ball in years.
No, come on. Just like walk past. There's got to be a hoop somewhere at your place.
You don't see a hoop anywhere around here, right?
I don't.
And lots more to come from that conversation. There's Maryland pride in D3 college football. Hopkins is 6-0. They're ranked third in the country. Salisbury also at 6-0. They are ranked fourth. Happy birthday today to perhaps the greatest hitter in MLB history. We can debate this, of course. Hall of Famer Ichiro Suzuki, born on this day, October 23, 1973, making him 53 years old. Suzuki, most career base hits of any player, 4,367. And a happy heavenly birthday today to the pride of Queen Anne's County, Jimmy Fox, one of the greatest first basemen in baseball history, born on this day in 1907 in Sudlersville, Maryland. The Hall of Famer played for the Philadelphia A's and the Red Sox. And also on this day in 1939, NBC becomes the first network to televise a pro football game. The Brooklyn Dodgers beat the Eagles 23-14 at Ebbets Field. The time now is 8:37. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, as we have been discussing now for several weeks. Ian Roberts was the Baltimore principal, worked here, Pennsylvania, D.C., later became the superintendent of Des Moines. He was registered to vote here in the state of Maryland. However, he was an illegal alien, and now we're finding out he was registered to vote via MVA in Prince George's County. And CBS News was reporting that he indicated on his voter registration form that he was a U.S. citizen, which is a no-no. That's a perjury and a felony offense. And he's in a little bit of trouble right now. But how do we prevent this? Well, Delegate Bob Long of Baltimore County is with us on our Newsmaker Hotline this morning. Good morning, Delegate.
Yes, good morning.
And you are proposing a bill that would require voters to present a valid government-issued photo ID at the polls. How would this work?
Well, basically, you would show your driver's license, anything that's a valid ID that can be used to verify your address and vote, verify who you are.
So could they use like a utility bill or a banking statement? Could they use anything that showed that they were, and that just shows you that you're a resident. That doesn't mean that you're a citizen.
Right. That's something we need to address. I think we have another bill, and it's a companion to this, that will deal with verifying whether someone's eligible to vote. Delegate Hornberger has a bill, and that is another thing that we another piece of the puzzle we have to put together. We want to make sure only eligible voters vote.
Right, and that would be in federal elections, although you've got some jurisdictions like Tacoma Park in Maryland that they allow anybody to vote in municipal elections, be illegals or legals or law-abiding citizens. So would that be that would sort of be a conflict or would contradict these bills, would they not?
Well, it's very well possibly could. The thing of it is, though, if it's for federal elections, well, let's just say that Trump signs to implement it, every 2 years there's a federal election. So whether it's mid-cycle or a gubernatorial or presidential, there'll always be a candidate running for a federal office. So I would think it would go across the whole, during all the elections.
Do you see a process where the law-abiding registered legal voters would get one ballot and the non-citizens would get a local ballot only? I mean, that would seem to me it would be a logistical nightmare.
I agree. And I believe it's Montgomery County. They allow anyone that lives in the county to vote. It will be a nightmare. I mean, we already have enough problems. We don't need to make them worse. But the thing of it is, we need to make sure that everyone's eligible to vote. Their vote is heard. And that's why we're proposing this bill.
Now, opponents of your bill and bills like it argue that this is going back to the Jim Crow era of poll taxes, and you are inconveniencing minority voters, low-income voters, et cetera, because they can't afford to have a voter photo ID. What is your response to those criticisms?
Believe me, I've heard this argument time and time again, because I'm actually in Ways and Means. We deal with election law. Matter of fact, it was a gentleman that actually got jacked up for, I'll just say this much, he read me the Riot Act under the same for 2 hours. Well, I'm going to say an hour, talking about voter fraud, poll taxes and all that. And this has nothing to do with it. I think everyone, I don't care what your everyone has ID. You have to have an ID just to go get some drugs from the drugstore, certain drugs.
Well, now you have to have a federal ID to fly. You have to get into a federal courthouse. So there are all sorts of requirements, and it doesn't seem to be affecting people adversely. So again, I think that is just that's an old canard that they have been using now, and it's sort of becoming an obsolete argument. So stick with us. Delegate Bob Long is with us. We have some other questions regarding his voter photo ID bill, which is going to be a companion bill to Delegate Hornberger's Save Our Elections Act. It's 8:43. Traffic, weather on the threes now with the update. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Topside Beltway, the big wreck, just clearing now into the median. The
hook and ladder was blocking everything but the right lane. So now they reopen that right side of the roadway. It looks like they might still be crowding the left-hand lane just a bit. So the first responders, of course, still there. Big backup all the way back over to the Parkville side of the Beltway. So now Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill get away from that backup on the Beltway. But at least now, after York Road, we're getting three lanes by and the pace a little better through there. It's crawling. The Interloop has been looking at it, and with the bright sunshine, they're backed up even before the ramp at 83. Now there's a new wreck on the Beltway on the southwest side. It appears to be minor, but the fire department was there. Not quite yet there, but the state police. Okay, now the medic unit just pulled up. Interloop before Wilkins Avenue with the fire department there now, so that's blocking the right side. You're coming up from I-95. You're heading up to Wilkins Avenue, up to Frederick Road. Three lanes are getting by, but it's going to be a tight squeeze in the right lane there. Baltimore County with the wreck, Old Bosley Road at Delaney Valley Road. A broken down vehicle about 25 minutes ago cleared from the northbound Old Harbor Tunnel, but still slow as you're coming through the toll plaza. Northbound, both the tunnels are still busy on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, going to be dry, windy, mid-60s. Tonight, clear, lows in the 40s. Right now, 54 and sunny in Annapolis. It is 52 in Pikesville. On our newsmaker hotline, Delegate Bob Long of Baltimore County, he's introducing a bill to require voter photo ID. Now, this would have to be, added to the amended to the state constitution, or how's it going to work? You have put this to the voters for next year. So what's the logistics of this, Delegate?
Well, we've even tried to put it on the ballot where the voters make that determination. The thing of it is, we can't even get them to bring it out of the drawer and vote on it. And we're going to keep doing what we have to do. Just give you an idea of the reason why I'm pushing this so hard. I work the polls during my elections and other elections. And I had she was an older lady. She's probably 80 or 90 years old, come out to vote with a walker. Are we going to disenfranchise her vote? I mean, she had to take a walker and had to walk into Dundalk High School. She had to stop. I actually helped her, assist her, because she had to sit down. That, to me, just says it all. You know, when you have someone that age coming out to vote, regardless what she voted for, me or the other candidate, I'm not sure. You know, we have to make sure people we need to make sure every vote counts.
Right, and the right to vote is sacrosanct in our constitutional republic. And then we find people that are on the rolls that are dead or deceased or duplicate, in Texas, they just found, they got 18 million registered voters there. They just found 2,700 non-citizens that were on the rolls. So shouldn't that also be part of this movement, is to make sure that the state administrative board of election is purging the voter rolls properly and accurately?
Absolutely. And in Minnesota, just recently, there was a nonprofit that actually did voter registration. Over 500 people had illegally registered to vote, and it was actually paid by the taxpayers. And I'm not going to say what congresswoman is from Minnesota, but it just seems awful strange that 13 counties was involved in it.
Yeah, I think we know who you're talking about. In any event, the big question I have for you, and I think I applaud your efforts here, I think, we have been asked to give our IDs in so many different things now, whether it's banks or airlines or what have you, and we're now getting used to it. And if you don't drive, that's fine. You can get a state-issued identification card. Is the mail-in ballots. How do you deal now with this monster that's been created with mail-in ballots? And these ballots, we've seen them go to Walmarts, to 7-Elevens, to gas stations. How do you crack down on the mail-in ballots with voter photo ID?
Well, when they first register, they can. We do have the technology in the state of Maryland. They can do signature verification. So when these ballots come through, they can validate the signatures, whether the person is actually the person that signed the absentee ballot. If it was up to me, we'd get rid of the absentee ballots. and only use it for service people and people it's confined. It can't get to the polls like it was in 2010.
Prior to COVID.
Right. And, you know, this is what I'm hoping the president does something with this or we can do something. I don't know. But, you know, we want to make it easy to vote, but harder to commit fraud.
Right.
And unfortunately, you know, we have fraud committed all the time. Back in 22, I believe it was, Baltimore City lost 10 thumb drives for a day or two.
Right.
Now, what happened to them? Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, really? How do you lose something that important?
It's a great question. I just think that, again, every illegal vote cancels out a legal vote, and that's something that you're trying to help prevent. Have you pre-filed the bill for the upcoming session?
Yes, I have. And we're going to continue working on it. We're going to need people to testify. They can either testify via Zoom or they can come to Annapolis and contact my office, and we give them the information. And one of the biggest things that we need to do, and this is something we all can do right now, is have voter turnout. You know, some of the turnout we have at some of the polls, some of the elections is just, it's shameful.
Yeah, I hear you. And what is the bill number again, in case people want to eventually look it up or follow it?
Okay, I haven't got the bill number yet. It's still in drafting.
Okay.
As soon as I get it, I'll get an LR number, and it'll be pre-filed. But I'll be putting it on my website and also on my Facebook page. And if anybody needs to get a hold of me, I'm Bob Long on Facebook, or you can call my office at 410-841-3458.
And the website?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. The website again?
Is belongformaryland.com. And we like to have, you know, people come down and testify. The thing of it is, that I've heard time and time again, why should I vote? My vote will not count because somebody's, you know, because of what's happening. And that's just, it's not, we shouldn't be having this conversation.
We really
should. Everybody should come out and vote.
I mean, you think about it, we can put a man on the moon. We can invent all sorts of stuff. We got guys now that are landing space rockets back on Earth, and Elon Musk. We should be able to vote easily with a voter photo ID and to clean this whole thing up. Delegate, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we'll be watching this bill carefully.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right, that's Delegate Bob Long, Baltimore County. It's 850. Don't forget Town Appliance. They're one of our great sponsors. And if you're looking for to upgrade that kitchen or maybe got an appliance that's on the fritz, I know my wife is starting to, we really need a new refrigerator because, I don't know, a shelf broke or something. Absolutely do need a new refrigerator or washer, dryer, or dishwasher or microwave oven. Check them out, Town Appliance. Go see Mayor or Mayor. Both guys named Mayor. They have a stunning showroom. I mean, anybody could shop online, but you have to really see it for yourself to believe it. For all budgets, all tastes, all styles, Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
The great scale model train show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with fun for the entire family, door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, HEAGY.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around.
year-round, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic is here, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Right, there are two accidents on the Beltway. The outer loop here in Towson, still there in the median. We're getting everybody by. It's on the outer loop between York Road and Charles Street. So the inner loop can still see it. That's slow from 83. The outer loop is still going to be backed up, at least to Perrin Parkway, maybe back to Harford Road. So if you're back in that area, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, they all run parallel to the Beltway. You can get out of that area at least. But we're moving traffic again after York Road. The other wreck is southwest side, inner loop before we get to Wilkins Avenue. If you're coming up from 95 getting on at Southwestern Boulevard, you'll have to stay to the center and the left. The fire department is also in that area, so that's a problem over on the southwest corner. The outer loop is not too bad through there. They're still working on the wreck. It was a bad wreck early this morning. Took down wires and a utility pole in Crofton. They're going to be working there for a while. Southbound Route 3 at Route 450 with delays through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today. It's going to be sunny, windy, dry. Highs in the mid-60s tonight. Clear, low 40s for the low. Right now, mostly sunny, 54 in the city and 51 in Forest Hill. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
A new segment brought to you by Town Appliance. A New Jersey boy asking for a Jimmy Carter-themed party for his fifth birthday, and Habitat for Humanity sent him a bunch of cool gear to celebrate. Here's Ryan Ramos and his mom, Lauren, opening up the gift.
Do you know who this is from?
Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, it says happy birthday from Habitat for Humanity. We heard about your amazing party and that President Carter is your favorite U.S. president.
Oh, Ryan, here.
Wow, look, it says Jimmy Carter and the Rosalind Carter Project. Wow, look at that.
It's a screwdriver.
Oh, my goodness.
He got the drill so he could spin that.
So now who could you be like?
Jimmy.
Yeah. Five-year-old, of course, Jimmy, former Carter, President Carter, passed away, what, last year, I think. So it is, quite a job by Habitat for Humanity to at least try to honor this five-year-old's birthday. So I don't know if you heard the story or not. A J6 defendant who was among hundreds of President Trump pardoned in January was arrested and charged with making a credible death threat against House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Christopher Moynihan, 34 years of age, of New York, charged with felony count of making a terroristic threat. Apparently, the FBI received an anonymous tip from a person that believed that the suspect was using narcotics and increased he was homicidal ideation and tendencies. And apparently, he wrote, Hakeem Jeffries makes a speech in a few days in New York City. I cannot allow this terrorist to live. Even if I am hated, he must be eliminated. End of quote. Jeffries was supposed to speak, he did, at the Economic Club of New York on Monday. He is blaming President Trump for pardoning all the J6ers and went on to take on Caroline Leavitt for her characterization of some in the Democrat Party.
The consequences when these extremists who are part of the Trump administration label the entirety of the Democratic Party as terrorists.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second. Yeah, and anybody, we got to take this seriously. If you're making a terrorist threat, if you say, I will not allow this terrorist to live, that is a dangerous threat. I think it's just as dangerous as Jay Jones wishing the Speaker of Virginia to put a bullet in his head and watch his children die in the arms of his wife or the children's mother. That's also troublesome and problematic. So I don't know why Jay Jones has escaped being charged while this individual has. But there's an attempt now to smear all J6ers as if they are share the same kind of sentiment or motivations as Mr. Moynihan, and nothing could be further from the truth. But let's accept Hakeem Jeffries' premise for just one second that this was President Trump's fault because he released a J6er, and 1,500 J6ers were pardoned. And yeah, you might have, out of any group, any large sample, you might have one or two bad apples in there that will go on to reoffend or will have issues based on their experience, based on their incarceration, based on what they went through for over 400 days. But let's turn the tables, if you will, on to President Biden. President Biden opened up our borders. And again, these are the problems when you open up the borders and you allow, you know, millions of illegal aliens in here, terrorists, cartel gangbangers, criminals, people who are murdered in other countries, that raped people in other countries, and you openly invite them and allow them into our country, then clearly there are extremists. And then when you yourself and other Democrats have made comments about President Trump being Hitler and compared folks to being Nazis like Charlie Kirk, we actually have seen a president almost assassinated, a young Republican leader actually assassinated. And this is the reason why we've got to stop with this dangerous, violent rhetoric. And I know this time it's Hakeem Jeffries that's been affected, but we've been on the receiving end of this now for ever since President Trump took office in his first term. So why don't you ratchet it down, Hakeem, and maybe you could be a shining example to the rest in your party. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.